What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Drive safely.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 past the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The official list published by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. And we have assembled a very stellar lineup of stars in the talk radio world. I just thought about this. This is really, if I'm going to get off on a tangent for a second with the people who are here with me, this is indicative of what's happening that's good in businesses. And I wonder if we can generate a little discussion that has nothing really to do with the countdown. But the fact that we have, other than me, all of the folks represented here from the talk radio world are women. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show, and also two other programs that she produces and hosts in Southern California, one on KRLA in the morning, and the other one on a station in San Bernardino. I never can remember the call letters. What are the call letters?
KTIE.
KTIE. All right. So that's Jennifer's story. She's been on the air with me for a long time, been on the radio since she was literally a kid. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the DJV show, a stellar part of a number of radio enterprises, but very happy to have her on board with me the last couple of years. Before that, you did all kinds of things. Cosmo Radio, that fascinates me. And
you would have loved that, actually.
I bet.
Because you have enough of a girl chip that you would have been fascinated with all the girl stuff. Yeah, we had a lot of secret chip. Male listeners.
Whoa, secret men, yes. All right, also joining us today is Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington analyst for D.C. Radio. The world of Victoria Jones has been really a provocative trip. I've followed Victoria. She's been on some of the best radio stations in the country, always has a great point of view, mostly because the intellectual stimulation that I believe she provides when she analyzes. That's why this is a perfect job for a chief Washington analyst, because whenever she's done talk radio, she's really good at taking things apart and putting them back together again. So I'm happy to have you on with us as well, Victoria.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, there are some things I can't take apart and put back together in, like cars, can openers, anything of that nature.
To Nick Miles. But Victoria said, so we have Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Now, what are the chances we could have two Victorias on the same program? The fact that it's not, it's a fabulously feminine name, but how many people do you know, really, who are named Victoria? I think, as I am going back, I know one. Roberta Fasanelli had a daughter whose name was Victoria. She was one of the colleagues that we had on this program for a long time. And other than Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan, I don't think I know. Oh, wait a minute. Victoria Bullis, the astrologer, right? Who else do we know that's named Victoria, though?
It's so rare that I ever run into another Victoria. So welcome, Victoria
Jones.
Victoria and Victoria.
And, you know, when I'm on BuzzFeed News, which I am all the time, and they have things like, you know, top 10 baby names for this and baby names for that and, you know, best best names for this, and I'm always looking, and it's like, and there's all these names, and Victoria's never there.
Never.
Never there.
Never there. All right, well, that's good. It makes you even more special. All right, let's get to the list, the stories. If McFadden were here, he'd be on me because I haven't started at the top, but I'm not going to start at the top. Number 7 this week on our story list is a focus on California and their wildfires and how they were started. So I'm going to turn to Jennifer, who's our resident Californian. I'm not permanent enough to be considered a resident. Spent a lot of time there, but
you're not crazy enough to be a resident.
No, I would not ever be a California resident, ever. Never, never, never. But I do love being there when I'm there.
You just like visiting and complaining.
Well, it's just
about California.
I guess I could, yeah, right.
We all like to complain about it.
So the wildfires, their causes, there are several different instances that maybe we need you to take apart here. Forrest, if you will. I was going to say Victoria.
You might. Well, you'd be right if you just threw out that name because we've got two of them floating around. It's right. The Victoria Squared Hour. I like it. All right, so here's the deal. There are 18 fires burning right now in the state of California. Two-thirds of the state of California is covered. They actually say smothered right now with smoke, and the air quality, I can attest to it, is just not good. I am almost 100 miles away from the closest fire, and there is smoke and ash and the sun. It looks orange in the sky. Very apocalyptic looking at California these days. But there are two fires that are getting most of the attention. We'll start with the one that's a little further away from me in Southern California. That's the Mendocino Complex fire. The story here is that firefighters are doing a great job, 51% contained. However, this fire is so big that it will not be fully contained until they figure September 1st, so Labor Day weekend. And with this fire, what's significant about the burn area, it's over 300,000 acres, which makes it larger than the city of Los Angeles. And if you put this, if you put it together on a list of the biggest cities in this country, it would come in 14th, beating out New York City, Chicago, all of these areas that St. Louis that we think of as big cities in this country would be far in the shadow of the burn zone of the Mendocino Complex fire. So it's significant. And a lot of resources being dedicated to fight that fire. Now, the one that's a little closer to me in Southern California, and actually the only one burning in Southern California right now, I don't know if we should knock on wood, but it's called the Holy Fire. And the Holy Fire is burning in between Riverside County and Orange County. Kind of start. It started out in the woods where there were, it was like a little neighborhood of some cabins, very rustic cabins, about 40 of them. And it's now spread to threaten neighborhoods in Lake Elsinore, California, Corona, California. It seems to be burning towards Riverside more than Orange County now, but this is erratic.
Fullerton in that area?
It's burning away from Orange County right now, but the winds are blowing and the conditions, it's very hot and very dry. And this is an erratic fire, which has sort of exploded at first. It was sitting for a couple of days at about 4,000 acres, and then overnight it blew up to about 9,000. Now I think it's well over 10,000 acres that are burning. This erupted on Monday, and the story here is that this was not something that was set because of the temperature. This was arson, and apparently they arrested someone, allegedly, who is now being accused. His name is Forrest Gordon Clark. He's 51, and he's accused of starting the fire. He's got two counts of felony arson.
It's crazy. But thinking about it with a rearview mirror a little bit, did you ever have anything that really scared? A lot of people are just full of fear because of this. What scared you as a kid growing up?
What scared me as a kid growing up? I'll tell you what scared me as a kid growing up. There was something when I was little. And I lived in the north of England, and there are wild moors. You remember Wuthering Heights? You may have seen the movie or read the book. Okay, so there's moors up there like that. There was something called the Moors Murderers, and it was on TV. We didn't have a lot of TV, but we had these pictures of the Moors Murderers, and it was a man and a woman. John Hinckley, and I've forgotten the name of the woman. She had that, one of those blonde beehive hairdos that women had in the 60s. And they abducted children, and they tortured them, and raped them, and then murdered them and hid the bodies on the moors. As a children my age, And they were eventually caught, and they tape recorded what they did. Oh. And so when I was growing up, the Moors murderers were on the loose. And so we were terrified of being abducted by the Moors murderers. And he's still in prison. She claims to have been converted to Christianity and to be redeemed. Yeah.
There you go. All right, that makes everything better. So that, but think about it, all of us. The exercise is to think about. Fire scares the hell out of me. I have never. There's lightning the other night. We had really horrible lightning and thunder here, and it really, really bothers me. And I was told you can take this any place you want to take it. I was once told by somebody who is a reliable medium that I was burned alive in a past life, and that's why I am not. I don't like fire, anything like that. So, all right, so that's what scares me. And Victoria, what about you, Victoria Keelan?
Well, if we're going to stick with natural disasters, wildfires are really scary, but tornadoes always seem to be the ones that gets me the most, because growing up in New Jersey, every once in a while, there's, even though people wouldn't think of it, there are tornadoes that roll through New Jersey, parts of the flatter, you know, farmland, and they do a lot of damage and a lot of destruction. So I would think
that's... You can't do anything about it. You can't get away. You can't stop.
Yeah.
And so it's, again, a perspective of things. One of the best things about listening to good talk radio programs are discussions like this. You take a fact like the wildfires, and then you interpret it so that it's relatable to people. Who are you, afraid of fire or not? Are you afraid of tornadoes or not? What are your fears? And so we've just gone through that exercise. Thank you, ladies. Now it's an exercise in losing weight that I need you to focus on. If you are trying and you have not been successful in losing weight, it's because you're trying the wrong things. You're trying too hard, maybe even. A lot of people say, I'm going to have an operation. No, no, no. All you have to do is listen to your Uncle Dougie for about 60 seconds, and he'll send you to Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is, for 30 years, the healthiest choice for weight loss, no matter what, because it brings into focus the way for you to build healthy, lean muscle. Nothing better than muscle in men and women, especially as you get older. When you build more muscle, you push out the fat and you lose the weight. And that's because your body doesn't produce collagen anymore once you get a little older, so you need to supplement. And that's the main ingredient in Calitren. It's protein. And protein is what muscle comes from, and the muscle in your system pushes out the fat. You can't have muscle and fat together working in a cooperative way. It just doesn't work. Your body doesn't like it. It wants one or the other. And we prefer to have muscle. That's why this stuff is so good for you. This is a proven effective way of not only losing the weight, but maintaining the weight that you desire. Absolutely no adverse effects. You don't have to go on a diet. I mean, just you use your head when it comes to taking collagen. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. Calitren does that. And so thus the loss of weight and thus the increase in muscle mass, thus you're living better and longer and healthier. TopLoss.com is the website you go to order. TopLoss.com, special 10% off deal when you use the code DJV. Check that box for DJV. Get 10% off, and if you buy more than three bottles, fourth one comes to you free. Lose that weight safely, effectively, sanely with Collitren. TopLoss.com gets it. That's the website, not available in stores. Get it now at TopLoss.com.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitren and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitren's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitren, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. and it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want, so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows. Two premium, two go anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50%.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SST Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ample, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing some of the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 6th through the 10th with Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio, and Victoria Keelan, who's on the DJV program with me Monday through Friday. We're pulling apart some of the things that are in the stories, and I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit here because I want to take advantage of people's expertise. Number 10 on the list is pretty much the usual focus on sports talk radio and sports in general, the training camps opening for the NFL. I wonder what the two of the Victorias think about Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, who play for the Dolphins, defying the new policy from the NFL, the on-field protest. They took a knee during the national anthem at a preseason opener. I'm not sure about either one of you when it comes. Well, I know Victoria Keelan likes football, kind of. Her husband's in the sports production business. So We'll start with you, Victoria. What do you think?
I think right now they have a pass because they haven't really worked out the final agreement with the Players Association. So it'll be more interesting to me to see what happens when it becomes a firm and fast rule with consequences. So for right now, everybody can kind of do whatever they want. I'm actually kind of interested in Victoria Jones's perspective, being a Brit. What do you think about this controversy with standing or not standing during our national anthem?
Well, I've always found it very interesting, coming from another country, that the national anthem is played at all before football matches.
Right.
Because it isn't. It's a match. So you go to the match and you play football, which is what the sport is called, not called soccer. So you play a match and that to me is fascinating because it's kind of like, what is the national? I mean, this is going to sound really wrong, but it is. The question is, what does the national anthem have to do with football?
Right. I totally agree with that. It's not a national team. If you're in the World Cup, that makes sense. It's like for the Olympics, it makes sense. But I've always often wondered what's the connection? How did that start? And why is it even relevant to ice hockey and baseball and American football? And I never understood it either. So I'm totally
okay. So here I'm going to throw this. I'm throwing this out because I think, being the sort that I am, it's a way to build up phony national pride. There's an earnestness, there's a respect, there's a desire to love our country, and instances like that, in my mind, do not promote sincerity. It's just an opportunity. It's kind of like a fake. It's not genuine, it's not honest, it's not real.
It feels like an empty gesture, and especially, and it was something that no one even paid attention to before Colin Kaepernick started, kneeling before the anthem or during the anthem.
I actually quite like our national anthem is awful. There are many more songs about America that are much better, that would be better, in my opinion, better national anthems. But having said that, I do like to stand up. I do like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I do like to sing the national anthem. I like it. But I don't feel like I want to be compelled. I want to do it in my own time, on my own. It's kind of like praying. I don't publicly pray, but I do pray. And so I put this in the same sort of category as a very personal experience that doesn't need to be shared and maybe even ought not to be shared with other people.
Reserved for actual national events like the Olympics, the World Cup, things like that. And other than that, I think it loses its meaning and its significance. Yeah.
The two Victorias and Doug here, 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago, minimally processed, free of pesticides. It nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here going through some of the items on the charts from Talkers Magazine. They examine, listen to, and take apart the conversations that hosts are having on some of these great talk radio programs and stations around the country. Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan here, both veterans of the talk radio wars, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. I'm trying to remember, Victoria, how you and I... Victoria Jones, how you and I first met. I'm going to bet it goes back at least 25 years, and I don't remember how.
It does. I was working in Boston.
At WRKO. That was it.
Correct.
Was that long ago? Good God.
I know.
Oh. Whew. Okay. Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen. The situation with Alex Jones, the talk radio host, no relation to Victoria Jones that I know of anyway. And how social media is sort of tearing him a new one. Does he deserve it? I'll start with Victoria Keelan on that. Alex Jones, by the way, for those of you who don't know the story, he's a conspiratorialist, has a huge following on social media, a platform with a radio program called InfoWars that airs every day. He's pretty loud, and there's a place for him, no question about that. He's suing the parents. He said that the whole business at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, the shoot-up at the school, was a put-up job, and so the parents of one of the children sued him for emotional distress. Now he's suing them for whatever. I don't know what his deal is, but there's a lot of gas there, and it's pretty incendiary, much of it. So, anyway.
Well, the reason he's in the news right now is because he was taken his podcast was taken off iTunes.
Yes.
And so Twitter has allowed him to stay on their platform. My whole take on this whole on the whole topic of Alex Jones, I don't like him. I don't agree with him. I think that he's incredibly insensitive. But free speech is protected in this country, and so I have no problem with people exercising their right to free speech. The reason that I do support iTunes taking him down is because he violated their terms of service, and all of us have podcasts on iTunes. We all have to click the little box and agree to the terms of service. Mm-hmm. Hate speech and things like that that are regularly a part of his content are not permitted on the platform. So everyone who wants to support Alex Jones is trying to make iTunes the bad guy here, but there are other podcasts that are also being booted from iTunes that are not allowed to remain on that platform. Now, he hasn't said anything that Twitter has deemed hate speech, so that's why he's still allowed on that platform. I think that all of the social media outlets are trying to figure out how to navigate these waters. And, you know, Twitter's gotten a lot of flack for not kicking him off. I don't necessarily agree with that. If he's not, I go by the book with this stuff. If he's not violating the terms of service, he's allowed to stay on the platform. That's sort of the bottom line of where I am on this.
And
if you want to listen to him, fine. If you don't want to listen to him, that's why we've got a lot of variety.
Right. Well, that's why there's an off and on switch. Hello.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria Jones, what sayest thou?
It is very interesting, you know, and there is then this question of yelling fire in a crowded theater, and you know, there are crowded theaters, and when people act on the things you say or appear to act on the things you say, is a line being crossed? There are people who do seem to have acted on some of the things that he has said, and there are Sandy Hook families who have had to move because of threats of violence against them as a result, apparently, of what things that Alex Jones has said.
The guy who was killed in the pizza place, right? That was also he was the one who said the Hillary was during the election. There was a person that was shot and killed in the pizza place. I think it was in D.C., wasn't it, Doug? Or was it in Virginia?
No, I think
remember
it was
that?
It was D.C., but nobody was killed in there. But as I remember, but a guy went in with the intent of doing that, was also ginned up by him. By the way, the pedophile ring conspiracy is ongoing, and is still being ginned up. I mean, there are a number of conspiracies that are being ginned up. Almost anything that can be is. So, and that's fine. I mean, we love conspiracies. We love conspiracy theories. And it's fine to love a conspiracy theory. You know, there are any number of them. But when people start to take violent action as a result of things that you repeatedly say to them, then has a line been crossed?
Right.
And is that then hate speech? I think, and that's the question I think that these social media companies are now having to grapple with, and these Sandy Hook families have turned around and said, no, no more, enough is enough. You know, we are grieving parents, and it's we will not be accused of being actors.
Yeah, it was ridiculous and insensitive what he said. It's horrible. But then again, and you're right, Victoria. At what point do you have to cross the line, or does it cross the line of you can say whatever you want, but if people start acting on it, you know, we've been talking recently on the DJV show about the new Manson Murders movie that's coming out. How is that any different, really? You know, it's, if you're inspiring hate and you're inspiring acts of hate, then you don't deserve to be on certain platforms, and I don't think you deserve to have a platform or a voice. But again, free speech is protected, so it's a really dicey area to be in right now if you're one of these social media outlets.
All right, let's move to the number 8 item on the countdown. By the way, you can see these stories published at talkers.com at the end of every week. This New Mexico compound in the wilderness in New Mexico, the child abuse, these 11 children found living in squalor, the trash, the toys. The authorities have raided this compound, arrested 5 adults on child abuse charges. When I look at these things and I see the people that are involved and what they've done to the children, I think we have there's the human race and there's the subhuman race. And these people belong to the subhuman race. And I don't know what else, you know, we have. Remains of one boy that were found, and again, these other children, as the details emerge, you just wonder how these people qualify as human beings. They don't qualify as human beings for me. And
it's horrible.
But there's more and more of this kind of stuff. Is it malfeasance created by news media coverage, giving people ideas on what to do? Or is it just exposure, the light of day coming to people that have been doing this stuff for a long time?
People have been doing this kind of stuff for centuries, but it appears from what prosecutors are saying that there was a specific reason for this. Prosecutors allege that these children were being trained to be school shooters.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you heard. Again, sickness, the kind of sickness, mental illness.
I don't know that this is mental illness. Is this mental illness or is this deliberate criminal intent?
Well, a little
There's
of
a
both, maybe.
Between mental illness and criminal intent. I don't think you can fob things off with mental illness when there's just criminal intent evil.
But by its definition, Victoria, isn't this insanity? The people who do this sort of thing, commit murder? See, I think that by definition, they're insane when they do. People do stuff like this, you don't think so?
No, I don't think people are necessarily insane because they're bad.
Well, badness is one thing, but doing things that this sort of thing.
I think because it doesn't make any sense to our brains that you and I, we would never do anything or be able to even think along these lines. But I agree with Victoria Jones. It's not necessarily insane. There's criminally insane, and that's different. And I think in this case, when you look, and you can't blame the news media on this one. I know you love to do that, Doug. But in this case, they didn't get the idea. They didn't get the idea from the news media. They got the idea from all the school shootings that actually happen in America every day. And these are not terrorist acts. These are homegrown kids, boys, who have mental problems, and they're the ones doing this and now.
How come there are never any women involved in these deals? That's an interesting thought. You never see women involved in this
very
stuff.
Rarely.
Only men.
Yeah, very rarely. Yeah.
All right, coming up on
one quick thing here. I don't think this is mental illness. I think this is rage, and I think there's a difference with school shootings. I think there's rage going on, and I think that's a different thing.
Yep. All right. A thought to be taken into account. Number 4, the trade wars. The sanctions on Russia, are we going to enter an economic war with the Russians? We'll talk about that next here on the countdown. Right now, though, let's focus on a way to clean up your body. Life Change Tea, a game changer for you, your body, your innards, if you will. You'll drink Life Change Tea and you'll feel great. I don't mean that as a command. I'm just telling you how I feel and how Victoria feels. I'm not going to put words in her mouth, but I do know she spends the mornings on the air with me. And other than loving being on the air with me, she loves her Life Change Tea.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a way that you can cope with being on the air with me. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of teas made in the USA. All the teas are grown in the USA, and it absorbs things that make you upset, that make your colon not work well, all the parasites and the awful stuff that you get from eating some of the food that's around these days. You want to cleanse your body of that stuff, and you can do it easily with Life Change Tea. It's very strong. It isn't in taste and flavor. It tastes like any other tea. But, boy, it has the ingredients, the all-natural, all-organic facet of the teas that are grown here will cleanse your body, guaranteed. So if you want to reduce the ill feeling of burps and belches and constipation and all that stuff, get to the just go to your screen right now. GetTheTea.com. Go to that website, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it'll be shipped to you without cost. So if you want more energy, cleanse your body, drink it every day. You won't find it in stores anywhere, only online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Clean up your body. Clean up your act. Go to GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV for free shipping. Top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, in the story department. Let's review them officially so that you know as we wind our way through these conversations, we aren't really counting them down from 10 to 1. We pick and choose some of the things that have much more impact on many of you. Sports talk radio at number 10 on the story list. Television deal between Tribune and Sinclair goes off at 9. The compound child abuse situation from New Mexico, number 8. California wildfires, 7. Alex Jones and social media, number 6. Representative Chris Collins indicted for insider trading is 5. The trade wars between the Russians and the Chinese, number 4. Special elections, number 3. The trial of Paul Manafort, number 2. And the continuing focus on the hoopla, which is the Trump-Russia investigation, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check it out at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. After your nightly rituals of washing your face, brushing your teeth, you head to bed. Healthy habits indeed. But do you also practice good sleep hygiene? Dr. Lois Kron, a sleep disorder specialist at Mayo Clinic, explains.
Sleep hygiene, it's really talking about sleep lifestyle. What lifestyle choices can a person make that their sleep is as good as it could be?
Dr. Kron says you can improve your sleep hygiene by avoiding caffeine and heavy meals before bed. She says to try to go to sleep about the same time every night so your body gets used to a routine. Finally, minimize your exposure to light before bed. Turn off media 30 minutes to an hour before bed and skip the social media update when you settle in. Then make your room as dark and quiet as possible to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. About sleep hygiene, Dr. Kron says,
it's an odd term, but it really is just meant to talk about what a person can control that improves the quality of their sleep.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Victoria Jones, the chief Washington analyst for the D.C. radio company, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, talking about the things that Talkers Magazine says are the big stories on News Talk Radio programs this week. The situation with Russia, sanctions, the economic war that may be produced by that. Are we believing some of the political hype? Are we going to war with the Russians? You wouldn't think that if you looked at the dynamic between Trump and Putin. What do you think, Victoria Jones?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it appears as though there is a Trump policy with regard to Russia and a Trump administration policy with regard to Russia. Hmm. And they're not always the same.
Yeah,
so it was so interesting this week that on the same day that the Trump administration imposed new, quite stiff sanctions on Russia, which it was expected to do and which it really had to do once it had found that Russia had used Novichok, a nerve agent, on this former spy in England, that President Trump sent a letter via Senator Rand Paul to be hand-delivered to President Putin in Russia, saying that they would engage in further dialogue.
Huh. That is interesting. Why don't you just call up the phone? They've got the red phone. Why don't you just call, hey, pal, Val, Vlad, bad Vlad, what about having another talk? Why don't you come to America? You can spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom. Or something exciting like that. All right, Victoria, thank you for being here, Victoria Jones, and thank you, Victoria Keelan, for being here at 10 before the hour. This is Talk Radio Review.
This is Carl on the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On the week of 13 August, we are joined by Shasta Community College, Doug Wright, attorney at law. What do you need to know about what's happened legally? Sheriff Tom Basinkel with an update of what happened with the car fire. Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance, information on what you should be looking for in your insurance policies. And Dr. Kara Tennant, who will address the fire and impact on your pets. All of this next week, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a walk.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time to face the facts of the week when it comes to all of the technology stories. Victoria Keelan is here. She's culled out the top five, so we go through them starting at number five. And it's a focus on Alexa. How strange is that? Not really, right, Victoria?
Alexa. Well, this is a bit of a strange one for a story about Alexa. Homeowners have always tried to come up with clever ways to scare away potential burglars, and now Alexa is getting in on this. So beyond the leaving a TV on or a sign that says beware of the dog when there's obviously no dog that lives there, a new skill that Alexa has is away mode, which actually attempts to trick potential burglars into thinking that somebody is home by playing long audio clips that sound like real conversations. conversations that people could be having inside the house. Now, it's called The Skill, and it was created by Hippo Insurance, which is a San Francisco-based home insurance company, and they recorded half a dozen conversations for away mode, and it's all random things like a mom and a daughter talking about assembling IKEA furniture, two guys talking about starting a podcast together, a couple breaking up while they're watching TV, and so they actually sound very convincing. They hired actors and improv performers to script these little skits, and so you can now use it during away mode. You just tell Alexa to play it, and there's also something else that Alexa has called Burglar Deterrent, and that takes a bit of a more serious approach. Users can actually tell Alexa to play clips of pots and pans banging around in the kitchen, or vacuum sounds in the living room. So, and actually police have been involved in this project, and some of the detectives said that these new conversations that were recorded for Alexa might actually work, and that because burglars don't want to be seen, they don't want to be heard, they don't want to be noticed at all, and so if they even think that someone's home, then that is actually a deterrent. They may move on to another house.
All right, number four on our countdown to number one in terms of technology stories is a focus on Lyft.
Lyft is offering a new subscription plan that makes it easier to commute. So apparently a lot of people are using Lyft on a regular route. So they either take a Lyft to a train station or to a bus station or actually just to the office if it's close enough to where they live. And so now Lyft says for a monthly subscription fee, which will be on average, depending on where you live in the country, around $7.99 a month, it locks in a rate up to $25 per ride, and you choose the route that you want to take, your commute route, and you lock it in, and then that's going to be your new subscription plan. It's called the personal plan. Lyft they had something called a commute plan in the past, but it was very, very rigid with the restrictions, and so now they're easing up on that. There's more flexibility, and apparently a lot of people are already signing up for it, so it's probably going to be the next big thing for Lyft.
All right, number three. The fiasco that is self-driving cars were.
Well, yeah, a new study shows autonomous vehicle systems are still unsafe and still need a real-life human being driver behind the wheel. The report is from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They tested 5 car models from 4 manufacturers, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, and Volvo. Researchers found that in all 4, the systems were not able to accommodate when they encountered a parked car or a car that stopped at a red light in front of the car. So the autonomous vehicles are fine if there's no one in front of them, basically. So, hello, that's not real life. And then they also found that they couldn't really detect the lines on the road that well. So a lot of these driverless cars were veering into other lanes, also not safe. So the IIHS chief research officer says as of right now, none of these vehicles is capable of driving safely on its own.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right, that's number two here. Apple Pay is in the focus.
Yep, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay are all on the focus because they actually have seen a rise in recent activity. However, they are blaming things like Target and Walmart for not accepting the mobile pay units. And they actually, if you have a chance to use them, you should. It is safer than using your credit card. Even though you may be skeptical, it's actually a lot safer.
All right, and number one, this could change the health system, CVS doing the digital doctor deal.
Yes, this is huge news. CVS is rolling out a digital doctor's visit feature on the app. For $59, you will be able to have a video chat with a doctor. You will have a real appointment. It's available 24/7, starting in 9 states, and it will be nationwide by the end of 2018.
All right, there it is, the new world of health care, at least the new world for some people. You can count me out. I'm opting out of that one, Victoria. Good job overviewing the technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A year after one of the largest gatherings of far-right extremists in a decade led to deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, several dozen white nationalists marched today across from the White House.
Counter-protesters far outnumbered the 30 or so white nationalists who showed up for the Unite the Right rally in D.C., organized by Jason Kessler.
A lot of white people feel aggrieved.
A few blocks away at Freedom Plaza, at least 1,000 counter-protesters gathered, including Reverend Graylin Hagler.
This country is a country of inclusivity and not xenophobia.
These events mark the one-year anniversary of the rally that brought neo-Nazis, white supremacists, KKK members, and others to Charlottesville, where a counter-protester was run over and two troopers killed in a helicopter crash. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House is blasting former staffer Omarosa Monigault Newman for secretly recording a conversation with Chief of Staff John Kelly in the high security situation room. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, quote, the very idea a staff member would sneak a recording device into the situation room in the White House shows a blatant disregard for our national security. A bit of a bump at the pump last 2 weeks. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of a gallon of regular grade gas rose 2 cents over the last fortnight to $2.93 a gallon, but she says the uptick trend may likely be coming to an end.
Crude oil prices have been weakening as some producers, especially Saudi Arabia, Russia, the United States, are upping their oil output. At the same time, in the U.S., our demand for gasoline is weak.
Meanwhile, the highest average price was found in the San Francisco Bay Area at $3.69 a gallon, lowest $2.53 in Jackson, Mississippi. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You're here for Pitch It Mobile. Pitch It Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations, like Gun Owners of America, the Heritage Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List. Pitch It Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations. No extra cost to you. Support conservative causes you believe in and switch to Pitch It Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry, join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last. Also, make sure to mention the promo code HUE to waive your activation fee when you join. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/HUE. Again, patriotmobile.com/HUE or 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Start making conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
FBI agents will be allowed into Venezuela to investigate last weekend's alleged assassination attempt on President Nicolas Maduro.
In an appearance on Venezuelan television, President Nicolas Maduro said the perpetrators of the alleged plot to kill him had fled to Peru, Colombia, and Florida, where there is a large expat Venezuelan community. He said he would accept the presence of FBI agents on Venezuelan soil if the United States agreed to investigate what he called terrorist cells in Florida. Mr. Maduro expressed the hope that President Trump would not harbor what he called assassins in America. It's a change of tone towards Washington, which Mr. Maduro regularly accuses of trying to oust him.
That's BBC correspondent Warren Bull. An explosion in northern Syria killed at least 36 people Sunday, wounded many others, but the cause of the blast was not immediately known. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was Shark Weekend at the box office.
Oh my God. It's Megalodon.
A fun, dumb popcorn movie. That's how Warner Brothers distribution chief Jeff Goldstein describes The Meg, about a monster shark escaping from the ocean depths to terrorize beachgoers.
Did you guys ever watch Shark Week?
It earned a better-than-expected $44.5 million in its debut. Mission Impossible Fallout, Christopher Robin and Slender Man follow, while Spike Lee had his best debut in a decade.
So what kind of stuff do you guys do?
Cross burnings, marches.
Black Klansman opened at number 5 with more than $10 million at the box office. I'm Ben Thomas.
It was on this date in 1898 that fighting in the Spanish-American War came to an end. More news, more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As the new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now on the air, focusing on what's going on with the publishers of Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It seems this is summer vacation week for the folks at Talkers. Michael Harrison is off, and Kevin Casey, who is his assistant or vice chairman or I don't know, whatever his title is, I get it differently all the time. Anyway, those guys are not around this week, so we have brought into the fold the fabulous, what is this like? Sounds like the fabulous ladies of GLOW. You know, the glorious, what do they call them? The glorious ladies of wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Here they are. The glorious ladies of talk radio. Victoria Jones is with the DC Radio Company, chief Washington analyst for them. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJB show, and will be joined in a few minutes by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is normally our legal authority, but he's got a really well-rounded sense of what's going on in the world, so we'll ask him for his thoughts on some of these things. I'm going to go through the stories in the official way that Michael Harrison does at the beginning of each of these programs. At number 10 on the story list, what's going on in sports talk radio and Major League Baseball and the NFL training camps opening up, lots of conversation there. The Tribune Sinclair television and radio deal, which fell apart mostly because of the ineptness of the Federal Communications Commission. There's a whole lot of blog there. Man, oof. At number 8, that situation in New Mexico where the child abuse was rampant in that compound of what we were discussing it earlier. We decided, I think Victoria, the two Victorias and I were talking about whether this behavior is insanity. I think that both of you think it is not. Do I have that correctly?
Agree on that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. The California wildfires and their causes, what it's doing to the state of California, it's really wreaking, and there's nothing you can really do about it, frankly. Whether you realize it or not, if you're not a resident of California, maybe not right on top of it. You see the pictures and it doesn't register. I will tell you, it is a very serious situation. Number six, Alex Jones and his BS. Number five, that's probably not what Michael Harrison would say if he were here, but I'm taking political license. Representative Chris Collins being indicted for insider trading. That's an interesting sort of wrinkle. We might talk about that for a moment or two. The trade wars with China and Russia at number four. Number three, the special elections, various state primaries this past week. The number two item is the Paul Manafort trial, and the Russia-Trump investigation is number one. Victoria Jones, you want to spend a moment talking about the Paul Manafort trial as the Washington Observer there, D.C. radio company. What do you make of the coverage, first of all, of the event and what it really means? Is there any significance to it at all?
Well, there's certainly significance to it, if we start with that, because it's a significant financial fraud trial of an influential and formerly powerful lobbyist for a number of foreign strongmen, if you like, fairly dubious strongmen. That's Paul Manafort. And the major witness for the prosecution, Deputy Rick Gates, has already pleaded guilty in the Trump investigation to lying to investigators and various naughty things. So he's been on the stand this week, and that's been very interesting. Another interesting piece of this, which is sort of separate from the actual trial, is that the judge who is got a sense of humor and is quite lively, Judge T.S. Ellis III, has banned electronic devices from the courtroom, including for reporters. So they're having to take notes, manual notes, and then they have to rush and use payphones to call in their stories. And there have been some quite funny stories about how they're having to relearn how to use payphones. Also, what they're finding is, and there's even been some reporting on this, that they're finding that they are present during the trial. They're not on their phones, they're not on their computers, their tablets, they're not getting an influx of social media on Twitter and other things about other stories, and that they are concentrating on what's going on in the trial in a single-minded way, in a way that they really haven't done on anything else, and that there is this single-minded focus on listening to everything that's happening. And that, for many, many people, many reporters, this hasn't happened to them for some time. And for some of the younger ones, it's never happened to them. I think that's very interesting.
It is.
go ahead. Victoria, your thought. Victoria Keelan.
Take the next page. What do you mean, take the next page?
Well, what Victoria is saying here, under the circumstances, I think it just these people in there, what this does for me, all right, I'll give you a sort of an insight in thinking about the vagaries of lobbying and what it, the corrupt nature of politics at the core is really what this is about. This guy has peddled influence, made millions of dollars. Who does he know? Who does he get to? How do these people render their services? What do they pay off the congressmen? Do they or the bureaucrats are trying to influence? How does all this work? The money that passes hands, that changes hands here, is astronomical. I think the average person has no idea how much dough we're talking about here. Victoria Jones, you've been on the scene in Washington. Go ahead.
We have an idea now with the Manafort stuff. Didn't he have a $36,000 blazer? I mean, we know how much money.
Only $15,000.
Oh, only
$15,000. Made from an ostrich.
How do you get
I had $100 blazer. The stuff that's come up with designer clothing and all the stuff that he, there was something else that he had from some designer that I didn't even know was still alive that he spent an exorbitant amount of money on. But but that speaks to what you were saying, Doug, how much money is exchanging hands in these types of deals. And that's where it all gets spent, apparently.
Yeah, on stuff like that. It's outrageous. And they're like real-life vampires, these people. They're just sucking off the blood or the livelihood or whatever people. And how do they get this money in the first place? Where do these companies come up with this kind of dough to pay him or the countries that he's lobbying for? I mean, think about it's crazy stuff. All right, 15 past the hour. We're joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Right now, though, may I suggest to you, if you didn't rest well last night, that you listen carefully to me for the next 60 seconds or so, as I'm going to pass along to you opportunities for you to make sure that you're going to get the best rest possible. MyPillow, which is a company headquartered in Minnesota, a fellow named Mike Lindell, who's an engineer, invented MyPillow because he didn't like any of the pillows he could buy at when you go to Macy's or Bed Breakfast and Beyond. What is it? Bed Bath and Beyond.
I wish I had breakfast there.
There are a lot of candy that they sell there. Anyway, when you go in those places, you take your life in your hands in a sense. You buy the stuff and you take it home and you don't like it. Tough. You're not going to bring it back. If you don't like the pillows that you get from MyPillow, you can send them back 60 days. Try it. You don't like it? Get your money back. Same thing for the sheets they sell, the mattresses they sell. Everything they sell is a guarantee. And plus the fact, when you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com to buy some of this stuff, get 50% off. For example, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. You heard it, 50% off. And use that same formula with all the other things. Again, the best sheets, the best prices. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get a better night's rest with all this fabulous stuff. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 MyPillows, two premium pillows, and two go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your MyPillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotren, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 19 past the hour. Now we have a menagerie here. This ought to be interesting. See, that's what Harrison gets when he disappears for a week. He doesn't know what he's going to come back to. The Talk Radio Countdown Show now with Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who all of us have long been associated with Talkers Magazine in one way or another, except for Victoria, and now, I mean, Victoria Keelan. See what you've missed, Victoria, by not being...
I know.
Ah, my heavens, all these people.
Quite a club.
Yes, it is quite a club. All right, I wanted to spend a little bit of time, and I don't know if this is enough time, the Ohio elections, because Steve is our legal beagle. What sort of, what impact when they have these special elections and then recounts, because there are at least two of these, the Kansas election and the Ohio election, that are very close. We're talking about like 100 votes. And so what can you, if one side says I want to recount, the other side says no, is there a legal remedy for that problem, Steve?
Yeah, there is. And particularly if you're looking at Ohio has a specific law that if the margin of victory is less than a half a percent, it is required to do a recount. So generally the laws are quite amenable to having recounts. I think we will have them, and what they will turn up since they are so darn close is anybody's guess.
All right, so under the circumstances, is it different state to state? There's no federal law,
yes.
So it's all sort of home rule stuff.
Yeah, and that's a good point because, frankly, election law in general is very, very much local in nature. And so the laws can vary from state to state. This is even part of the problem with the continuing, and I emphasize continuing, Russian interference with
elections,
some of it even more direct by going into state offices.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Doug Steffen here on the countdown without Michael Harrison, but we have the services of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, and also Victoria Keeler from the DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. DJV Show. Going through some of the the elements and the people on the list. I didn't go through the people list that Michael does. Donald Trump is at number one. Manafort is two. Mueller is three. Rick Gates is four. Bad Vlad is five. Rudy, number six. Troy Balderson and Danny O'Connor, the Ohio suspects, number seven. LeBron James, eight. Melania Trump, nine. And ten, Alex Jones. Okay, ladies, I want to talk to you with you about Melania Trump. What is going on? What's the dynamic, if we can figure it out, between her and her husband, would you say? Victoria Keelan? Go ahead with that one.
I don't think there's a whole lot going on. I think it's, every marriage is different. Everyone accepts different things as part of their marriage. I think that they have an understanding, apparently. They don't, they're not together a lot. And when they are, it looks strained, from a woman's perspective, I think. But beyond that, I don't know. What else is there to talk about, Does she look happy? No. But maybe she really is. I don't know. It's all speculation on what's inside, what's behind closed doors,
And depending on what you read, if you read Huffington Post, she hates him and she's a woman of her own and she likes to watch CNN and he watches Fox and yada, yada, yada.
Well, she's definitely made some specific statements through her spokesperson, where she has really contradicted him a few times. And that has been sort of surprising, but it might also be contributing to her her likability factor for women on the left who really don't like him and dislike him strongly. And so to see her be defiant in a sense, especially with the LeBron James thing, you mentioned him on the list this week. When Trump attacked LeBron James, Melania's spokesperson said that she would be happy to go visit his school, his promised schools. And it just, it definitely feels like it's a slap in the face to her husband. But again, it makes women like her more.
Yeah, and the Huffington Post and that ilk certainly play it up. All right, Victoria Jones, what do you think?
Well, again, I think we don't know what the dynamic is. It's been widely reported by people who do appear to know that they have separate bedrooms and have had separate bedrooms for quite considerable time. She travels when they are going to be on appearances together. She frequently travels to Air Force One separately from him. Like, he will take a Marine One and she will go in a car. So she appears to travel separately from him wherever possible. And
well, I think part of that is because she lives in a different house, too. That's where her parents live and where her son goes to school. Her parents are renting a home right near his school. And I think it's in Potomac, actually. I think that that's part of the reason why she's always in a car, because she doesn't have access to Marine One right where she is.
She's in the White House.
I've heard that she's not. she's very rarely in the White House. That she actually is in the house where her parents rent, where Barron lives. That's why we never see Barron anywhere in the White House either.
I think she's in the White House a fair bit. So when she's in the White House, they have separate rooms, is my point.
Yeah.
We don't know the dynamic. We just know what we see. And what we see is two people who appear to be a little estranged.
A little is. Is that like I'm a little in love or I'm not? Either are or you aren't. And it doesn't look like she's a happy camper. But that's, from the outside looking in. All right, ladies, I think it's important for us to, we don't take apart Melania Trump very much here. And so I think that's good. That was very refreshing and informative. 28 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning. Stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the Glitchy Robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide. But it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, Vacation Time. So the folks that normally are here in the state, well, actually, Michael Harrison is normally with me on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the charts for the week of August 6th through the 10th. And we have filling in, if you will, although I don't know that you... there's always a countenance with people who fill in. I remember a jock once. I had two associations with two different jocks. One was a guy named Phil, P-H-I-L. His last name was In, I-N-N. Phil In, and that's what he did. And then there was another guy who was a disc jockey whose name was Justin Case. So
no.
Yep.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not. He was on WVBF in Boston with me. And he was the fill-in guy. His real name was Harry something or other. Yeah, you remember him.
I knew him.
Yeah.
I represented him, actually.
Did you really?
He had
a terrible toupee. Great kid, though.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he had an awful toupee.
Terrible toupee. That's a legacy. That's what you want to have on your tombstone. He had a terrible toupee.
We have the radio business is so small, we all know each other one way or another. He was a wonderful kid. I don't know whatever happened to him, but he was a good jock. He was around for quite a long time.
Well, whatever it was, that toupee survives.
Yes.
Whatever happened.
That's for sure. Victoria Jones is here, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college professor at Bentley University in Boston, also a leading expert in the scam and identity theft department, has a number of books, and he's got the website scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing people about the dangers of scams. There's so doggone many of them. As a matter of fact, I saw something this week, Steve, the Better Business Bureau warning about yet another scam. This has to do with porn and blackmailing people. Did you see that? What is that all about?
Yes, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that we were reporting it before the Better Business Bureau was.
Yeah.
With our finger on the pulse of porn and identity theft and scams, it was kind of interesting. And it starts with an email that says that we have been observing you watching, and we have video from your own video cameras of you watching porn on your computer, and we will release these to your friends, family, employer, and the public. But here's the real hook, is they say, here is your password that shows that we know that it's really you and we've got you. And the password that they give you is one that you have used. And what's happened is there have been so many data breaches that passwords that we have been hacked, have been grabbed by hackers, and that's one of the reasons we tell people to use unique passwords for every account. So, no, they don't have videos of people watching porn, but that's a real password that turns up in the email. So sometimes people are afraid and cowered into paying the Bitcoin ransom. So don't do
Bitcoin
it.
And wow.
Yeah, a little thing is just put a tab over a post-it over your video camera.
When you're watching porn.
Wow.
I was just going to say we're not news, but that's okay.
Yeah. So what'd you say, Victoria?
I said, what guy isn't going to click on that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. So one of the things that's neat about our conversation here this week, having this kind of like old Holmes Club, because all of us have been together for a long, long time, usually around Talkers Magazine summits, gatherings, conflabs, organizations. We have been connected to Michael Harrison for a long, long time. So it's kind of neat that we have the opportunity, because normally we don't see each other or even talk to each other much in a sort of collective sense other than at Talkers Gathering. So it is, I want you both to know how pleased I am that we're able to get you here on the countdown. I'd like to sort of, you can play off of each other here if you'd like to. The Paul Manafort trial, one of the reasons that Michael has encouraged me, and I've said this many times on the air, Victoria, and I guess I think it can apply to you, but I don't have the same contextual conversations with you sometimes as I do with Steve every week. I have never in 20, however many years, 26, 27 years, I've never asked you a question, Steve, for which you were blindsided. We don't rehearse anything. You have my respect, the ultimate proof of somebody who really has a great brain, Victoria, is when you ask him a question, no matter what it is, and it's not like the old Larry Glick days when Larry Glick was a late-night host on WBZ. You ask him a question, he'd give you an answer, or be a snappy answer, but it was most of the time just made up. With Steve Wiseman, it is actual and factual. So I want you to know I really respect that, and I say it as many times as I can on the air because it's true. All right, anyway, and I respect Victoria because she's one of these people. I say this for the benefit of the audience. She's been on some fabulous radio stations in her career. And you don't survive in this business unless you're really good at it. And Victoria also has a very sharp mind and sometimes a very sharp tongue.
Me?
Yeah, all right. Shy. Shy. We all know each other too well. Shy and retiring, she is not. Anyway, but the analytical side of her space is what I have regard for, and that's why she's fabulous as the chief Washington analyst at the D.C. radio company. Okay, now having said all of that in glowing terms, number two this week on the countdown is the Paul Manafort trial. Let's take it from the legal perspective first, Steve. What are the ramifications, if anything, with this? Is this just a show? The only thing we were talking about earlier about how much money is involved, and this guy's wardrobe apparently is either to die for or from hunger. Who spends $10,000 on an ostrich sport coat? Ostrich feathers.
Not even another ostrich.
So what do you make of this guy and the trial?
Well, you know, first of all, it should be emphasized that the actions here of which he's accused and of which he will be convicted, occurred prior to him becoming involved with the Trump campaign.
Got nothing to do with Trump, and that's the one.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But it's, you know, frankly, these charges are outrageous and common. One of the things I teach at Bentley University is white-collar crime, and this thing is going to be part of my curriculum because the kind of money laundering and tax evasion and use of offshore accounts illegally in the manner that he did is such an incredible violation of the law and something that has been done quite often, unfortunately, in the past. So what we're seeing here is, you know, the defense is going to start trying to attack the primary witness, Gates, but you know, you can't attack the documentation, and the documentation is what's going to sink Manafort. And I frankly hope that this is an indication that there will be a bit more attention paid to white-collar crime, like we also see with the accusations of insider trading against Chris Collins, which is really an outrageous thing that congressmen are allowed to do.
Wow. All right, Victoria, you want to add to that?
The Chris Collins thing is just, it's abuse of power, and that some of it may have happened on the White House grounds is astonishing. And what I'm finding out, and I didn't know this, was that there is apparently a loophole which some Democrats are now trying to put a loop in that you can, if you're a member of Congress, serve on the boards of companies.
Oh, I didn't know that. Could you really? I didn't know that.
None of us knew that. Huh. We didn't know. And we're not happy. So, yes. No, we're not happy. I mean, doesn't that just seem a little bit weird? It's a loophole. And the idea is corporate boards. The idea is, as long as they don't get compensation for doing it, and the idea is that they're not prevented from having positions on the boards of charities or other philanthropic organizations. But being on a corporate board where you're going to get, you know, if you're on a board, you're going to get information about stuff.
Yeah, of course you are. Yeah, right, yeah. There's a whole lot that you realize that.
Yeah. Let me make it far worse, and that is the rules in Congress don't not only are they able to be on boards, but in the case of Collins, they're able to be on committees that are regulating and setting up the rules by which these companies are going to operate. And then to make things even worse, they are allowed to trade on that information that they may know about a law that's going to come out before it comes out. Now, the kind of insider trading of which Collins is accused is the more traditional kind of insider trading. They find out from the company that there's going to be a something harmful to the company as far as information, and so they sell stock. But right now, it would have been entirely legal under our present laws for Collins to have known that there was going to be a law that was going to be passed that was going to affect whether this company was going to do well or not, and he could have traded on that. That's outrageous. There was a bill presented to try and change that. It never came up for a vote. For once, it was a bipartisan thing. Both Republicans and Democrats were against taking away their inside information.
Of course. All right, that's a very introspective look. That's why it's good to have both of you here. Victoria Jones and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, continue with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. 45 past the hour. Time for us to get a good detox. You know, a good detox can help you heal, bring back the energy of your youth. A mild cleansing, a mild daily detox, just the type of thing that you find when you use Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is one of the many formulas that you can find with GetTheTea.com. It happens that this one is especially blended. The herbal formula will help heal your body, cleanse your innards, if you will, your gut. You know that all disease in the body begins in the gut. So if you have an unhealthy colon, an unhealthy stomach, you're just asking for it. And this way, you can clean out the parasites and other things, the basic cause of compromised immune systems, things that you're working hard to keep, you know, to stay healthy, keep your body fit, and all the intrusion from all the things that are around us, the GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing of food, that sort of thing, you don't have a chance. So get on the tea bandwagon, Life Change Tea. It is what it says it is. It'll change your life for the better. You can't get it in stores. You got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it free to you. More energy, a healthier body. You'll be true and blue and fit. Remember, you can't get it in a store. You got to get it online at GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free.
We talk a lot about our veterans and how we're so grateful for the way these heroes and their families have given so selflessly to secure our freedom. But what really makes a difference in the lives of veterans isn't just talk, it's action. My longtime partners at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to providing services and assistance to all veterans nationwide, not just those combat wounded. Helping veterans wade through the bureaucracy at the VA is one of the mainstays of their outreach. Assisting veterans of all ages and from all wars receive the benefits they are entitled to. It's something that shouldn't be a struggle for veterans and their families, but sadly it is. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is one of the oldest chartered veterans organizations around today, and their track record provides proof of their dedication to veterans. Call 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. 888-414-4483. Give to purpleheart.org.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
Top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, in the story department. Let's review them officially so that you know as we wind our way through these conversations, we aren't really counting them down from 10 to 1. We pick and choose some of the things that have much more impact on many of you. Sports talk radio at number 10 on the story list. Television deal between Tribune and Sinclair goes off at 9. The compound child abuse situation from New Mexico, number 8. California wildfires, 7. Alex Jones and social media, number 6. Representative Chris Collins indicted for insider trading is 5. The trade wars between the Russians and the Chinese, number 4. Special elections, number 3. The trial of Paul Manafort, number 2. And the continuing focus on the hoopla, which is the Trump-Russia investigation, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check it out at talkers.com. All right, so we've gone through a list of all or many of the people that are here. LeBron James, what do you, Victoria Jones, make of him?
I think that what he's doing is amazing with this school, and I think that he's an exemplary man. What do you mean? What do I make of him?
Well, the fact that he has become bigger than life, I think, in a manner of speaking. When he was a kid, he's 18 years old. He started playing in Cleveland, and he's been back and forth with other teams here and there. And now he seems to, because he's acting and doing all, he seems to be almost bigger than life. He seems to be influencing lots of areas of life in our country, not just sports.
Very, very talented. I mean, I'm fascinated by people who have multiple talents. Like, some people will play a sport, be sort of like world-class in a sport, and suddenly say, you know, I'm finished with tennis, I'm going to play golf. And then they go on to become a world-class golfer. I'm fascinated by people who say, you know, I'm going to do opera now. And suddenly you see them on the London stage.
I'm going to do opera now. What do you think, Steve? I think we make the Talkers Opera. We could do that. That sounds like a great idea. Let's try that. Victoria Jones, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company. Thanks for being on the Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover Riverpoint. Riverpoint by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, Riverpoint provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover Riverpoint in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at Riverpoint in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. Riverpoint in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
burning questions continue. What's what and who's who? Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, so we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's been here for a good deal of this hour of the Countdown. He specializes in taking apart a lot of the legal items that are, or the inferences that are legal on the Countdown with some of the issues. Number 10 has to do with NFL training camps and the activity there. And you're a Patriots fan. I noticed that they have announced they will stand firm before the game and on the field with the new NFL rules. I don't know that there's been, has there been anything from Tom Brady. Nobody took a knee there. One of the games, there were a couple of players that took the knee, but that's, can they get away with it? Because the policy isn't really clear yet. And frankly, from the legal perspective, Steve, is there a legal challenge to this? Let's say the players say, you know, screw you, I'm going to do what I want to do. Can they lose their jobs over this?
They sure can. Yeah, this is one of these things. It's just like the idea of my First Amendment right of free speech. That First Amendment right of free speech that you have is from the government interference. Private companies can and do limit the free speech of their employees. And frankly, that's what's going on here. The NFL has every right, if they wish, to punish players for not following the rule as far as standing for the national anthem. It is something that conceivably could be part of the next collective bargaining agreement. But frankly, and be very frank, the NFL Players Association is about the weakest union in professional sports, and they've got a lot more bigger fish to fry than this issue. So they'll try and come to some kind of compromise on this. And as you say, at the moment, the rule is not set in stone. There's a lot of disagreement, even among some of the owners who have said that they would pay the fines for players of theirs who were fined by the league. But ultimately, yeah, the teams can do whatever they want.
Yeah. And hello, you're getting paid a minimum of $700,000 a year to go out on the field. You put your life on the line, not because of what we're talking about, but because of what is obviously going on in the minds, really the brains, of the people that get hit around there. But if you're signing on the dotted line, you know what the rules are, and so you should be held accountable for them, and none of this patsy playing around, oh, I didn't know. You know, it's like when you get stopped by a policeman, and I didn't know that was a rule. Well, you know what? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. As much as I'd like to use it as the next guy would use it, it doesn't work. All right. And you said you fell asleep when the Patriots game was on? Is that what you did?
Yeah. I was flipping back and forth between the Patriots and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, I thought, might come back. They didn't. But the Patriots were down 17-0 and looking absolutely horrible at the half. And then in the morning, I wake up and see that they won 26-17. But, you know, these exhibition games, they call them preseason games. They're exhibition games. They're just a glorified practice. So I'm a big football fan, glad to see the guys out on the field, although an AP report said Tom Brady was on the sidelines counting his money.
All right, back to you and your expertise in the law. Alex Jones and this whole business with him being sued and he's suing, and where does this all go? How much, when a judge looks at this, what are the merits of the case on either side? Because there are two suits here.
Yeah, they're very interesting, and the fact of being sued by some of the families about things that he misreported. And frankly, he is not going to find a great deal of defense in the First Amendment. I think you are going to find that this is the kind of really slander and defamation that the laws do allow some compensation. So this is going to be two interesting trials, but I see Alex Jones in some real legal jeopardy.
Yeah, well, you get it. He's like, he reminds me of the Riddler on
in Batman.
He does kind of. He looks like him and he sounds like him from time to time. Anyway, all right, so that's the story. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, don't forget, if you're wondering about something, you're being approached by somebody online and you think it's kind of scary, check it out at scamicide.com, which is Steve Weisman's website, providing you with information about scams, as we were talking about a few minutes ago. Stephen J.J. Weisman, Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Former presidential advisor Omarosa Manigault-Newman told NBC's Meet the Press Sunday after she finished her book, she heard the tapes in which the President Trump used racial slurs filming his TV show The Apprentice.
Once I heard it for myself, it was confirmed what I feared the most, that Donald Trump is a con and has been masquerading as someone who is actually open to engaging with diverse communities. But when he talks that way, the way he did on this tape, it confirmed that he is truly a racist.
Not so, says White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, who disagreed on Fox News Sunday, saying the president is not a racist.
I have never once heard him say that about anyone, and I never heard Omarosa complain that she had heard the president say it about anyone either when she was there. She's contradicted her own account.
Meanwhile, the White House is blasting Manigault-Newman for secretly recording a conversation she had with Chief of Staff John Kelly in the highly secure Situation Room, saying it shows a blatant disregard for security. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gasoline prices are likely to start falling with oil supplies increasing and unimpressive wage growth acting as a brake on demand.
Consumers are also facing a price. The current price is about 53 cents higher than it was 1 year ago, and that's another reason that our demand for gasoline has not been growing.
Meanwhile, Lundberg says the average price of a gallon of regular rose 2 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.93 a gallon. Average price, the highest average, was $3.69 in San Francisco Bay Area and the lowest, $2.53 in Jackson, Mississippi. A medical examiner's office in Washington State confirming the identity of the 29-year-old ground service worker who stole an airplane from SeaTac International Airport Friday night as Richard Russell. News and analysis at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200? $300 or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gasoline prices are likely to start falling with oil supplies increasing and unimpressive wage growth acting as a brake on demand.
Consumers are also facing a price. The current price is about 53 cents higher than it was 1 year ago, and that's another reason that our demand for gasoline has not been growing.
Lundberg says the average price of a gallon of regulars rose 2 cents over the past 2 weeks, $2.93 a gallon. She says the average price of a gallon of regular was the highest in San Francisco and the lowest in Jackson, Mississippi. The World War I Memorial atop the highest peak in Massachusetts earned national recognition. The Berkshire Eagle reports the Veterans War Memorial Tower on Mount Greylock has been honored by the 100 Cities, 100 Memorials program jointly run by World War I Centennial Commission and the Pritzker Military Museum. More on these stories at townhall.com. More jobs in the USA.
Ericsson, the mobile telecom maker, plans to add at least 300 jobs here in the U.S. to meet demand for its next-generation 5G equipment. The jobs will include specialists in artificial intelligence.
Ken Lorman reporting. A dog could not resist being lured away from a busy Massachusetts highway by a teddy bear. Massachusetts State Police got multiple calls of a dog dashing through traffic this morning. The trooper responded, saw the Doberman Pinscher running, and he grabbed a stuffed pink teddy bear from his cruiser. The dog loved it so much, grabbed it quickly, and started following commands to sit. The dog has since been returned unharmed to its owner, and who lives near the highway. Back in May, a trooper in Worcester pulled a similar move by luring a dog off the highway with homemade deer jerky. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 past the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The official list published by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. And we have assembled a very stellar lineup of stars in the talk radio world. I just thought about this. This is really, if I'm going to get off on a tangent for a second with the people who are here with me, this is indicative of what's happening that's good in businesses, and I wonder if we can generate a little discussion that has nothing really to do with the countdown, but the fact that we have, other than me, all of the folks represented here from the talk radio world are women. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show, and also two other programs that she produces and hosts in Southern California, one on KRLA in the morning and the other one on a station in San Bernardino. I never can remember the call letters. What are the call letters?
KTIE.
KTIE. All right. So that's Jennifer's story. She's been on the air with me for a long time, been on the radio since she was literally a kid. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the DJV show, a stellar part of a number of radio enterprises, but very happy to have her on board with me the last couple of years. Before that, you did all kinds of things. Cosmo Radio, that fascinates me. And
you would have loved that, actually.
I bet.
Because you have enough of a girl chip that you would have been fascinated with all the girl stuff. Yeah. We had a lot of secret male listeners.
Whoa, secret male, yes. All right, also joining us today is Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington analyst for D.C. Radio. The world of Victoria Jones has been really a provocative trip. I've followed Victoria. She's been on some of the best radio stations in the country, always has a great point of view, mostly because the intellectual stimulation that I believe she provides when she analyzes. That's why this is a perfect job for a chief Washington analyst, because whenever she's done talk radio, she's really good at taking things apart and putting them back together again. So I'm happy to have you on with us as well, Victoria.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, there are some things I can't take apart and put back together, and like cars, can openers, anything of that nature.
To Nick Miles. But Victoria said, so we have Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Now, what are the chances we could have two Victorias on the same program? The fact that it's not, it's a fabulously feminine name, but how many people do you know, really, who are named Victoria? I think, as I am going back, I know one. Roberta Fasanelli had a daughter whose name was Victoria. She was one of the colleagues that we had on this program for a long time. And other than Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan, I don't think I know. Oh, wait a minute. Victoria Bullis, the astrologer, right? Who else do we know that's named Victoria, though?
It's so rare that I ever run into another Victoria. So welcome, Victoria Jones.
Victoria
Me
and Victoria.
And, you know, when I'm on BuzzFeed News, which I am all the time, and they have things like, you know, top 10 baby names for this and baby names for that and, you know, best names for this, and I'm always looking, and it's like, and there's all these names, and Victoria's never there.
Never.
Never there.
Never there. All right, well, that's good. It makes you even more special. All right, let's get to the list, the stories. If McFadden were here, he'd be on me, because I haven't started at the top, but I'm not going to start at the top. Number 7 this week on our story list is a focus on California and their wildfires and how they were started. So I'm going to turn to Jennifer, who's our resident Californian. I'm not permanent enough to be considered a resident. Spent a lot of time there, but
you're
Jennifer,
not crazy enough to be a resident.
No, I would not ever be a California resident, ever. Never, never, never. But I do love being there when I'm there.
You just like visiting and complaining.
Well, it's just
about California.
I guess I could, right.
We all like to complain about it.
So the wildfires, their causes, there are several different instances that maybe we need you to take apart here for us. I was going to say Victoria.
You'd be right if you just threw out that name, because we've got two of them floating around. It's the Victoria Squared Hour. I like it. All right. So here's the deal. There are 18 fires burning right now in the state of California. Two-thirds of the state of California is covered. They actually say smothered right now with smoke, and the air quality, I can attest to it, is just not good. I'm almost 100 miles away from the closest fire, and there is smoke and ash and the sun. It looks orange in the sky. Very apocalyptic looking at California these days. But there are two fires that are getting most of the attention. We'll start with the one that's a little further away from me in Southern California. That's the Mendocino Complex fire. The story here is that firefighters are doing a great job, 51% contained. However, this fire is so big that it will not be fully contained until they figure September 1st, so Labor Day weekend. Wow. And with this fire, what's significant about the burn area, it's over 300,000 acres, which makes it larger than the city of Los Angeles. And if you put this, if you put it together on a list of the biggest cities in this country, it would come in 14th, beating out New York City, Chicago, all of these areas that St. Louis, that we think of as big cities in this country, would be far in the shadow of the burn zone of the Mendocino Complex fire. So it's significant. And a lot of resources being dedicated to fight that fire. Now, the one that's a little closer to me in Southern California, and actually the only one burning in Southern California right now, I don't know if we should knock on wood, but it's called the Holy Fire. And the Holy Fire is burning in between Riverside County and Orange County. kind of start. It started out in the woods where there were, it was like a little neighborhood of some cabins, very rustic cabins, about 40 of them. And it's now spread to threaten neighborhoods in Lake Elsinore, California, Corona, California. It seems to be burning towards Riverside more than Orange County now, but this is erratic.
Fullerton in that area?
It's burning away from Orange County right now, but the winds are blowing and the conditions, it's very hot and very dry. And this is an erratic fire, which has sort of exploded at first. It was sitting for a couple of days at about 4,000 acres, and then overnight it blew up to about 9,000. Now I think it's well over 10,000 acres that are burning. This erupted on Monday, and the story here is that this was not something that was set because of the temperature. This was arson, and apparently they arrested someone, allegedly, who is now being accused. His name is Forrest Gordon Clark. He's 51, and he's accused of starting the fire. He's got two counts of felony arson.
It's crazy. But thinking about it with a rearview mirror a little bit, did you ever have anything that really scared? A lot of people are just full of fear because of this. What scared you as a kid growing up?
What scared me as a kid growing up? I'll tell you what scared me as a kid growing up. There was something when I was little. And I lived in the north of England, and there are wild moors. You remember Wuthering Heights? You may have seen the movie or read the book. Okay, so there's moors up there like that. There was something called the Moors Murderers, and it was on TV. We didn't have a lot of TV, but we had these pictures of the Moors Murderers, and it was a man and a woman. John Hinckley, and I've forgotten the name of the woman. She had that, one of those blonde beehive hairdos that women had in the 60s. And they abducted children, and they tortured them, and raped them, and then murdered them and hid the bodies on the moors. As a children my age. God. And they were eventually caught, and they tape recorded what they did. And so when I was growing up, the Moors murderers were on the loose. And so we were terrified of being abducted by the Moors murderers. And he's still in prison. She claims to have been converted to Christianity and to be redeemed.
There you go. All right. That makes everything better. So that, but think about it, all of us. The exercise is to think about, fire scares the hell out of me. I have never, there's lightning the other night. We had really horrible lightning and thunder here, and it really, really bothers me. And I was told you can take this any place you want to take it. I was once told by somebody who is a reliable medium that I was burned alive in a past life. And that's why I am not, I don't like fire, anything like that. So, all right, so that's what scares me. And Victoria, what about you, Victoria Keelan?
Well, if we're going to stick with natural disasters, wildfires are really scary, but tornadoes always seem to be the ones that gets me the most, because growing up in New Jersey, every once in a while, there's, even though people wouldn't think of it, there are tornadoes that roll through New Jersey, parts of the flatter, you know, farmland, and they do a lot of damage and a lot of destruction. So I would think
you can't do anything about it. You can't get away. You can't stop.
Yeah.
So it's, again, a perspective of things. One of the best things about listening to good talk radio programs are discussions like this. You take a fact like the wildfires, and then you interpret it so that it's relatable to people. Who are you afraid of fire or not? Are you afraid of tornadoes or not? What are your fears? And so we've just gone through that exercise. Thank you, ladies. Now it's an exercise in losing weight that I need you to focus on. If you are trying and you have not been successful in losing weight, it's because you're trying the wrong things. You're trying too hard, maybe even. A lot of people say, I'm going to have an operation. No, no, no. All you have to do is listen to your Uncle Dougie for about 60 seconds, and he'll send you to Kellitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Kellitren is, for 30 years, the healthiest choice for weight loss, no matter what, because it brings into focus the way for you to build healthy, lean muscle. Nothing better than muscle in men and women, especially as you get older. When you build more muscle, you push out the fat and you lose the weight. And that's because your body doesn't produce collagen anymore once you get a little older, so you need this supplement. And that's the main ingredient in Kellitren. It's protein. And protein is what muscle comes from, and the muscle in your system pushes out the fat. You can't have muscle and fat together working in a cooperative way. It just doesn't work. Your body doesn't like it. It wants one or the other. And we prefer to have muscle. That's why this stuff is so good for you. This is a proven effective way of not only losing the weight, but maintaining the weight that you desire. Absolutely no adverse effects. You don't have to go on a diet. I mean, you use your head when it comes to taking collagen. Stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own. Calitrin does that. And so thus the loss of weight and thus the increase in muscle mass. Thus, you're living better and longer and healthier. TopLoss.com is the website you go to order. TopLoss.com, special 10% off deal when you use the code DJV. Check that box for DJV. Get 10% off, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, fourth one comes to you free. Lose that weight safely, effectively, sanely with Collatrin. TopLoss.com gets it. That's the website, not available in stores. Get it now at TopLoss.com.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit TopLoss.com.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want, so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows. 2 premium, 2 go anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50%.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land to support residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and north on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing some of the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 6th through the 10th with Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio, and Victoria Keelan, who's on the DJV program with me Monday through Friday. We're pulling apart some of the things that are in the stories. And I'm doing, I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit here because I want to take advantage of people's expertise. Number 10 on the list is pretty much the usual focus on sports talk radio and sports in general, the training camps opening for the NFL. I wonder what the two of the Victorias think about Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, who play for the Dolphins, defying the new policy for from the NFL. The on-field protest. They took a knee during the national anthem at a preseason opener. I'm not sure about either one of you when it comes. Well, I know Victoria Keelan likes football, kind of. Her husband's in the sports production business. So we'll start with you, Victoria. What do you think?
I think right now they have a pass because they haven't really worked out the final agreement with the Players Association. So it'll be more interesting to me to see what happens when it becomes a firm and fast rule with consequences. So for right now, everybody can kind of do whatever they want. I'm actually kind of interested in Victoria Jones's perspective, being a Brit. What do you think about this controversy with standing or not standing during our national anthem?
Well, I've always found it very interesting, coming from another country, that the national anthem is played at all before football matches.
Right.
Because it isn't,
it isn't
in other countries.
England, yeah. Right.
It's a match. So you go to the match and you play football, which is what the sport is called, not called soccer. So you play a match and and so that to me is fascinating because it's kind of like, what is the national? I mean, this is going to sound really wrong, but it is. The question is, what does the national anthem have to do with football?
Right. I totally agree with that. Actually,
I never thought of that, but yeah,
it's not a national team. If you're in the World Cup, that makes sense. It's like for the Olympics, it makes sense. But I've always often wondered what's the connection? How did that start? And why is it even relevant to ice hockey and baseball and American football? And I never understood it either. So I'm totally
okay. So here I'm going to throw this. I'm throwing this out because I think, being the sort that I am, it's a way to build up phony national pride. There's an earnestness. There's a respect. There's a desire to love our country. And instances like that, in my mind, do not promote sincerity. It's just an opportunity. It's kind of like a fake. It's not genuine, it's not honest, it's not real.
It feels like an empty gesture, and especially, and it was something that no one even paid attention to before Colin Kaepernick started, kneeling before the anthem or during the anthem.
I actually quite like to say, our national anthem is awful. There are many more songs about America that are much better, that we've been, in my opinion, better national anthems. But having said that, I do like to stand up. I do like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I do like to sing the national anthem. I like it. But I don't feel like I want to be compelled. I want to do it in my own time, on my own. But it's kind of like praying. I don't publicly pray, but I do pray. And so I put this in the same sort of category as a very personal experience that doesn't need to be shared and maybe even ought not to be shared with other people. Do it on your own.
Reserved for actual national events like the Olympics, the World Cup, things like that. Right. And other than that, I think it loses its meaning and its significance. Yeah.
The two Victorias and Doug here, 20 and after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago, minimally processed, free of pesticides. It nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to GetTheTea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here going through some of the items on the charts from Talkers Magazine. I examine, listen to, and take apart the conversations that hosts are having on some of these great talk radio programs and stations around the country. Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan here, both veterans of the talk radio wars, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. I'm trying to remember, Victoria, how you and I, Victoria Jones, how you and I first met. I'm going to bet it goes back at least 25 years, and I don't remember how.
It does.
I'm sure it does.
I was working in Boston.
At WRKO, that was it.
Correct.
Was that long ago? Good God.
I know.
Oh, whew. Okay, Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen. The situation with Alex Jones, the talk radio host, no relation to Victoria Jones that I know of anyway, and how social media is sort of tearing him a new one. Does he deserve it? I'll start with Victoria Keelan on that. Alex Jones, by the way, for those of you who don't know the story, he's a conspiratorialist. Has a huge following on social media, a platform with a radio program called InfoWars that airs every day. He's pretty loud, and there's a place for him, no question about that. He's suing the parents. He said that the whole business at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, the shoot-up at the school, was a put-up job, and so the parents of one of the children sued him for emotional distress. Now he's suing them. For whatever, I don't know what his deal is, but there's a lot of gas there, and it's pretty incendiary, much of it. So, anyway.
Well, the reason he's in the news right now is because he was taken, his podcast was taken off
yes.
iTunes.
Yes.
And so Twitter has allowed him to stay on their platform. My whole take on this whole, on the whole topic of Alex Jones, I don't like him. I don't agree with him. I think that he's incredibly insensitive, but free speech is protected in this country. And so I have no problem with people exercising their right to free speech. The reason that I do support iTunes taking him down is because he violated their terms of service. And all of us have podcasts on iTunes. We all have to click the little box and agree to the terms of service. Mm-hmm. Hate speech and things like that that are regularly a part of his content are not permitted on the platform. So everyone who wants to support Alex Jones is trying to make iTunes the bad guy here, but there are other podcasts that are also being booted from iTunes that are not allowed to remain on that platform. Now, he hasn't said anything that Twitter has deemed hate speech, so that's why he's still allowed on that platform. I think that all of the social media outlets are trying to figure out how to navigate these waters, and you know, Twitter's gotten a lot of flack for not kicking him off. I don't necessarily agree with that. If he's not, I go by the book with this stuff. If he's not violating the terms of service, he's allowed to stay on the platform. That's sort of the bottom line of where I am on this.
And you
and if you want to listen to him, fine. If you don't want to listen to him, that's why we've got a lot of variety.
Right. Right. Well, that's why there's an off and on switch. Hello.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria Jones, what sayest thou?
It is very interesting, you know, and there is then this question of yelling fire in a crowded theater, and you know, there are crowded theaters, and when people act on the things you say or appear to act on the things you say, is a line being crossed. There are people who do seem to have acted on some of the things that he has said, and there are Sandy Hook families who have had to move because of threats of violence against them as a result, apparently, of what things that Alex Jones has said.
The guy who was killed in the pizza place,
stuff.
Right? That was also during, he was the one who said Hillary was, during the election, there was a person that was shot and killed in the pizza place. I think it was in D.C., wasn't it, Doug? Or was it in Virginia?
Yeah, I think
remember
it was
that?
In
It was D.C., nobody was killed in there, but as I remember, but a guy went in with the intent of doing that. Was also ginned up by him. By the way, the pedophile ring conspiracy is ongoing. And is still being ginned up. I mean, there are a number of conspiracies that are being ginned up. Almost anything that can be is. So, and that's fine. I mean, we love conspiracies. We love conspiracy theories. And it's fine to love a conspiracy theory. You know, there are any number of them. But when people start to take violent action as a result of things that you repeatedly say to them, then has a line been crossed?
Right.
And is that then hate speech? I think, and that's the question. I think that these social media companies are now having to grapple with, and these Sandy Hook families have turned around and said, no more. Enough is enough. You know, we are grieving parents, and it's, you know, we will not be accused of being actors.
Yeah, it was ridiculous and insensitive what he said. It's horrible. But then again, and you're right, Victoria, at what point do you have to cross the line, or does it cross the line of, you can say whatever you want, but if people start acting on it, you know, we've been talking recently on the DJV show about the new Manson Murders movie that's coming out. How is that any different, really? You know, it's, if you're inspiring hate and you're inspiring acts of hate, then you don't deserve to be on certain platforms, and I don't think you deserve to have a platform or a voice. But again, free speech is protected, so it's a really dicey area to be in right now if you're one of these social media outlets.
All right, let's move to the number 8 item on the countdown. By the way, you can see these stories published at talkers.com at the end of every week. This New Mexico compound in the wilderness in New Mexico, the child abuse, these 11 children found living in squalor, the trash, the toys, the authorities have raided this compound, arrested 5 adults on child abuse charges. When I look at these things and I see the people that are involved and what they've done to the children, I think we have there's the human race and there's the subhuman race. And these people belong to the subhuman race. And I don't know what else, you know, we have. Remains of one boy that were found, and again, these other children, as the details emerge. You just wonder how these people qualify as human beings. They don't qualify as human beings for me. And
it's horrible.
But there's more and more of this kind of stuff. Is it malfeasance created by news media coverage, giving people ideas on what to do? Or is it just exposure, the light of day coming to people that have been doing this stuff for a long time?
People have been doing this kind of stuff for centuries, but it appears from what prosecutors are saying that there was a specific reason for this. Prosecutors allege that these children were being trained to be school shooters.
Yeah,
that's what you heard. Again, sickness, the kind of sickness, mental illness.
I don't know that this is mental illness. Is this mental illness, or is this deliberate criminal intent?
Well, a little
There's
of
a
both,
difference
maybe.
Between mental illness and criminal intent. I don't think you can fob things off with mental illness when there's just criminal intent or evil.
But by its definition, Victoria, isn't this insanity?
No.
The people who do this sort of thing, commit murder? See, I think that the by definition, they're insane when they do. People do stuff like this, you don't think so?
No. No, I don't think people are necessarily insane because they're bad.
Mm. Well, badness is one thing, but doing things that this sort of thing.
I think because it doesn't make any sense to our brains that you and I, and we would never do anything or be able to even think along these lines. But I agree with Victoria Jones. It's not necessarily insane. There's criminally insane, and that's different. And I think in this case, when you look, and you can't blame the news media on this one. I know you love to do that, Doug. But in this case, they didn't get the idea. They didn't get the idea from the news media. They got the idea from all the school shootings that actually happen in America every day. And and these are not terrorist acts. These are homegrown kids, boys who have mental problems, and they're the ones doing this. And now,
how come there are never any women involved in these deals? That's an interesting thought. You never see women involved in this
very
stuff.
Very rarely.
Only men.
Yeah, very rarely. Yeah.
All right. All right, coming up on
one quick thing here. I don't think this is mental illness. I think this is rage, and I think there's a difference with school shootings. I think there's rage going on, and I think that's a different thing.
Yep. All right. There's a thought to be taken into account. Number four, the trade wars, the sanctions on Russia. Are we going to enter an economic war with the Russians? We'll talk about that next here on the Countdown. Right now, though, let's focus on a way to clean up your body. Life Change Tea, a game changer for you, your body, your innards, if you will. You'll drink Life Change Tea and you'll feel great. I don't mean that as a command. I'm just telling you how I feel and how Victoria feels. I'm not going to put words in her mouth, but I do know she spends the mornings on the air with me, and other than lovingly being on the air with me, she loves her Life Change Tea.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a way that you can cope with being on the air with me. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of teas made in the USA. All the teas are grown in the USA, and it absorbs things that make you upset, that make your colon not work well. All the parasites and the awful stuff that you get from eating some of the food that's around these days. You want to cleanse your body of that stuff, and you can do it easily with Life Change Tea. It's very strong. It isn't in taste and flavor. It tastes like any other tea. But, boy, it has the ingredients, the all-natural, all-organic facet of the teas that are grown here will cleanse your body, guaranteed. So if you want to reduce the ill feeling of burps and belches and constipation and all that stuff, get to the just go to your screen right now. GetTheTea.com. Go to that website, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it will be shipped to you without cost. So you want more energy, cleanse your body, drink it every day. You won't find it in stores anywhere, only online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Clean up your body. Clean up your act. Go to GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV for free shipping. Top 10 items, according to Talkers Magazine, in the story department. Let's review them officially so that you know as we wind our way through these conversations. We aren't really counting them down from 10 to 1. We pick and choose some of the things that have much more impact on many of you. Sports Talk Radio at number 10 on the story list. Television deal between Tribune and Sinclair goes off at 9. The compound child abuse situation from New Mexico, number 8. California wildfires, 7. Alex Jones and social media, number 6. Representative Chris Collins indicted for insider trading is 5. The trade wars between the Russians and the Chinese, number 4. Special elections, number 3. The trial of Paul Manafort, number 2. And the continuing focus on the hoopla, which is the Trump-Russia investigation, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check it out at talkers.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. After your nightly rituals of washing your face, brushing your teeth, you head to bed. Healthy habits indeed. But do you also practice good sleep hygiene? Dr. Lois Cron, a sleep disorder specialist at Mayo Clinic, explains.
Sleep hygiene, it's really talking about sleep lifestyle. What lifestyle choices can a person make that their sleep is as good as it could be?
Dr. Cron says you can improve your sleep hygiene by avoiding caffeine and heavy meals before bed. She says to try to go to sleep about the same time every night so your body gets used to a routine. Finally, minimize your exposure to light before bed. Turn off media 30 minutes to an hour before bed and skip the social media update when you settle in. Then make your room as dark and quiet as possible to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. About sleep hygiene, Dr. Kron says,
it's an odd term, but it really is just meant to talk about what a person can control that improves the quality of their sleep.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Victoria Jones, the Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio Company, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, talking about the things that Talkers Magazine says are the big stories on News Talk Radio programs this week. The situation with Russia, sanctions, the economic war that may be produced by that. Are we believing some of the political hype? Are we going to war with the Russians? You wouldn't think that if you looked at the dynamic between Trump and Putin. What do you think, Victoria Jones?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it appears as though there is a Trump policy with regard to Russia and a Trump administration policy with regard to Russia. Hmm. And they're not always the same.
Yeah,
so it was so interesting this week that on the same day that the Trump administration imposed new, quite stiff sanctions on Russia, which it was expected to do and which it really had to do once it had found that Russia had used Novichok, a nerve agent, on this former spy in England, that President Trump sent a letter via Senator Rand Paul to be hand-delivered to President Putin in Russia, saying that they would engage in further dialogue.
Huh. That is interesting. Why don't you just call up the phone? They've got the red phone. Why don't you just call it, hey, pal, Val, Vlad, bad Vlad, what about having another talk? Why don't you come to America? You can spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom. Or something exciting like that. All right, Victoria, thank you for being here, Victoria Jones, and thank you, Victoria Keelan, for being here at 10 before the hour. This is Talk Radio Review.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time to face the facts of the week when it comes to all of the technology stories. Victoria Keelan is here. She's culled out the top five, so we go through them, starting at number five. And it's a focus on Alexa. How strange is that? Not really, right, Victoria?
Alexa. Well, this is a bit of a strange one for a story about Alexa. Homeowners have always tried to come up with clever ways to scare away potential burglars, and now Alexa is getting in on this. So beyond the leaving a TV on or a sign that says beware of the dog when there's obviously no dog that lives there, a new skill that Alexa has is away mode, which actually attempts to trick potential burglars into thinking that somebody is home by playing long audio clips that sound like real conversations that people could be having inside the house. Now, it's called The Skill, and it was created by Hippo Insurance, which is a San Francisco-based home insurance company, and they recorded half a dozen conversations for away mode, and it's all random things like a mom and a daughter talking about assembling IKEA furniture, two guys talking about starting a podcast together, a couple breaking up while they're watching TV. And so they actually sound very convincing. They hired actors and improv performers to script these little skits. And so you can now use it during away mode. You just tell Alexa to play it. And there's also something else that Alexa has called Burglar Deterrent, and that takes a bit of a more serious approach. Users can actually tell Alexa to play clips of pots and pans banging around in the kitchen or vacuum sounds in the living room. So, and actually police have been involved in this project, and some of the detectives said that these new conversations that were recorded for Alexa might actually work, and that if because burglars don't want to be seen, they don't want to be heard, they don't want to be noticed at all. And so if they even think that someone's home, then that is actually a deterrent. They may move on to another house.
All right, number four on our countdown to number one in terms of technology stories is a focus on Lyft.
Lyft is offering a new subscription plan that makes it easier to commute. So apparently a lot of people are using Lyft on a regular route. So they either take Lyft to a train station or to a bus station or actually just to the office if it's close enough to where they live. And so now Lyft says for a monthly subscription fee, which will be on average, depending on where you live in the country, around $7.99 a month, it locks in a rate up to $25 per ride, and you choose the route that you want to take, your commute route, and you lock it in, and then that's going to be your new subscription plan. It's called the personal plan. Lyft they had something called a commute plan in the past, but it was very, very rigid with the restrictions, and so now they're easing up on that. There's more flexibility, and apparently a lot of people are already signing up for it, so it's probably going to be the next big thing for Lyft.
All right, number three, The fiasco that is self-driving cars were.
Well, yeah, a new study shows autonomous vehicle systems are still unsafe and still need a real-life human being driver behind the wheel. The report is from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They tested five car models from four manufacturers, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, and Volvo. Researchers found that in all four, the systems were not able to accommodate when they encountered a parked car or a car that stopped at a red light in front of the car. So the autonomous vehicles are fine if there's no one in front of them, basically. So, hello, that's not real life. And then they also found that they couldn't really detect the lines on the road that well. So a lot of these driverless cars were veering into other lanes, also not safe. So the IIHS chief research officer says as of right now, none of these vehicles is capable of driving safely on its own.
Uh-huh. All right, that's number two here. Apple Pay is in the focus.
Yep, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay are all on the focus because they actually have seen a rise in recent activity. However, they are blaming things like Target and Walmart for not accepting the mobile pay units. And they actually, if you have a chance to use them, you should. It is safer than using your credit card. Even though you may be skeptical, it's actually a lot safer.
All right, and number one, this could change the health system, CVS doing the digital doctor deal.
Yes, this is huge news. CVS is rolling out a digital doctor's visit feature on the app. For $59, you will be able to have a video chat with a doctor. You'll have a real appointment. It's available 24/7, starting in 9 states, and it will be nationwide by the end of 2018.
All right, there it is. The new world of health care, at least the new world for some people. You can count me out. I'm opting out of that one, Victoria. Good job overviewing the technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gasoline prices continue to rise.
In these 2 weeks, the average price of gasoline is up 2 cents. The new average for regular is $2.93. But probably it will not continue up. More likely, there'll be some price cutting from here on.
And Lundberg says that's because refiners have increased capacity and current demand is weak. Lundberg adds the average price of regular gas has risen to $2.93 nationwide, but what you pay may differ.
Jackson, Mississippi is the low average, $2.53 for regular, and the high is San Francisco, $3.69.
A year after a deadly gathering of far-right extremists in Charlottesville, Virginia, a few dozen white nationalists marched Sunday across from the White House, their numbers dwarfed by thousands of counter-protesters. The events were largely peaceful, though some tense at times in Charlottesville and Washington, all part of a day of speeches, vigils, and marches, marking the anniversary of one of the largest gatherings of white nationalists and other extremists in a decade. Republican strategist Steve Bannon weighing into British politics by defending former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson's comments about Muslim face veils.
President Trump's former aide said Johnson said nothing wrong when comparing women in burqas to letterboxes and bank robbers. Bannon said apologizing would be bowing at the altar of political correctness. Johnson made the comments in a newspaper column that argued against banning full face veils, as Denmark has done. Boris Johnson's representatives have said he won't apologise despite requests for an apology by Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May and Muslim groups. Karen Chamas, London.
A medical examiner's office in Washington State has confirmed the identity of the 29-year-old ground service worker who stole an airplane from SeaTac International Airport Friday as Richard Russell. He was killed when the plane crashed near Seattle. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
In the U.S., over 30% of babies are delivered by a cesarean section. Dr. Charles Snyderman has some news which may lead to more normal deliveries.
Normal pregnancy lasts 40 weeks, after which labor begins and birth occurs. If labor has not occurred by 41 weeks, it is usually induced medically. 6,000 women were offered elective labor induction at 39 weeks versus waiting. Cesarean sections were necessary and significantly fewer than either waiting for spontaneous labor or induction at 41 weeks. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
Syrian opposition activists say a mysterious blast in the country's north has killed at least 36 people, including some children. The opposition-run Syrian Civil Defense First Responders, also known as the White Helmets, said Sunday's blast occurred in the village of Smarta near the Turkish border. 36 people were killed. Many of others were injured. The explosion collapsed 2 5-story buildings. More at townhall.com. Teens are proving that they can live without their electronic devices.
America's summer camps have gone device-free in a big way. Most sleepaway camps that ban personal electronics figure that campers should soak up the scenery, sports, crafts, and camaraderie that their parents are shelling out big bucks for. About 90% of the nearly 8,400 sleepaway camps counted by the American Camp Association are now device-free. Rich Thomason reporting.
With a middle-of-the-night launch that lit up the sky with three pillars of flame, NASA probe is hurtling toward the sun for the closest encounter yet by a spacecraft. Among those watching the liftoff was 91-year-old astrophysicist Eugene Parker, for whom the Parker Solar Probe is named. It's expected to pass through the edges of the sun's corona or outer atmosphere in November. More details at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Greg Bell, and over the next hour, you will hear a couple of radio programs which each made a very successful transition to television. As we open with the Milton Berle Show, followed by George Burns and Gracie Allen. Uncle Milty was television's first big superstar. Shortly after his debut on that medium in 1948, he began a lengthy domination of the ratings. Not only owning Tuesday nights and finishing first over and over again, but many believe his show is credited with boosting the sales of sets. Life magazine back in 1947 estimated there were 136,000 television sets in the United States. As a consequence of Burrell's success, by the end of 48, there were over 700,000 sets. Like so many early TV stars, he first built his following on radio. And this episode is from September 23rd, 1947.
Mary Schiff, Jack Hartley, our singing star Dick Farney, the music of Ray Block and his orchestra, and yours truly, Frank Gallup. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we salute the great automobile industry, proud makers of Buick, Plymouth, Studebaker. In keeping with the spirit, our star, Milton Berle, will now spend the next half hour making a Nash of himself. And here he is, Milton Berle.
Fine diction tonight, Mr. Gallup.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Automobiles, Mr. Gallup. You remember when we used to sing, "Come along with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile." Today they sing, "Stay at home with me, dear Evie. I'm on the waiting list for a Chevy." I could have said, "I look sharp as any razor in my brand new Kaiser Fraser." I could have said that, but I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, come now, Burl. People are getting new cars.
Yes, they are getting new. You're right, Mr. Gallup. My brother Frank. You know Frank?
Yes, indeed.
Grand boy. $3,000 every week. My brother Frank, he just got a new car, a new 1947 reconvertible coupe.
Reconvertible coupe? You mean convertible?
No, I mean... I mean revertible. This is going to louse up the joke now, what I just said. I mean revertible, because at the end of the month, it reverts back to the finance company. You get it, Mr. Gallup? You see, you said revertible, and I said reconvertible, and it reverts back to the...
Burl, if you ever again make me a party to a joke like that, I'll roll up this script and flog you with it.
Mr. Gallup,
you give me another straight line like that, and I'll pull out your tongue and braid it around your nose.
Well, Mr. Gallup, you should know by now that in order for me to tell a joke, I need a stooge.
A stooge?
Yes.
I, Frank Gallup, a stooge.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I, who was the music commentator for the great Toscanini.
Well, Mr. Gallup.
I, who was once asked by Yasha Heifetz to hold his rosin.
Please, Mr. Gallup.
I, the wearer of the Andre Castellanet's belt for faithful service to music.
But, Mr. Gallup,
I... a stooge for Milton Berle.
Mr. Gallup, I...
Quiet, peasant.
Yes, Mr. Gallup, sir.
Mind you, Berle, I don't mind an occasional exchange of quips, as I'm rather good at that sort of thing.
I know you are, Mr. Gallup.
However, in the future, when we engage in a bit of horseplay, allow me to choose which part of the horse I'm going to play.
But, Mr. Gallup, you don't understand. I'm supposed to be the star.
Allegedly, yes. So let us settle it once and for all. Henceforth, all serious matters will be handled by me.
All right.
And let's leave the comedy to Bob Hope.
Mr. Gallup! Mr. Gallup, you've hurt me. Hurt me. Deeply. Painfully and mortally.
Come, Burl, let's not slobber.
Oh, sure, that's the popular sport now, to make insulting jokes about Milton Berle. Go ahead. But let me tell you one thing. I remember every one of those insulting jokes. I use them all later.
Burl, if you've quite finished with this revolting display of self-pity, let us get on with our subject, the automobile industry.
But, Mr. Gallup, why such a depressing subject? Customers fighting with auto dealers, long waiting lists, high prices.
True, Burl. That's why tonight we're taking our listeners back to happier days. Oh, yes, it was just a few years ago, when all you had to do was walk into any automobile dealer's showroom, and this is what would happen.
Well. Mr. Berle, so you've come in to buy one of our new cars.
Maybe.
Oh, Mr. Burrell, just look at this model. 16 cylinders, mother of pearl spark plugs. Seat covers by Hattie Carnegie. 14-carat piston rings. Chippendale rear view mirror and a tail from an unborn mink for the radiator cap. Oh, Mr. Burrell, this car is just for you. Take it, please.
Maybe.
Oh, Mr. Burrell, look at that car. Get behind the wheel. Drive it around for a couple of years. If you like it, send us a little something each month. If you don't like it, just dump it somewhere on the street. We'll pick it up later. Oh, please, Mr. Burrell, say yes.
Well, I don't know about that radiator cap. That bronze bust of the president of General Motors signing with the United Auto Workers.
You don't like it?
No, I don't. There.
We'll replace it with the head of one of our vice presidents.
In gold?
No, the real head. Oh, Mr. Burrell, have a heart. Buy it.
Well, when can I have delivery?
In 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yes.
What's the matter, another strike? Tell me, what's the price?
Well, the list price is $500.
The list price? Yes. Let me get out of this clip joint.
Oh. Well, wait, Mr. Burrell, wait. Naturally, we'll give you a liberal allowance on your old car.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yes.
Very cheap. That's my car in the front, that 1922 Essex.
Well, I'll give you $300 of it.
$300?
Yes.
That's the big Grover Cleveland model.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see. It is in good condition. It has a tire. I'll give you $600.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Burrell, you'll never regret it. Now, let's see. $500 for the new car, $600 allowance for your old car. Here you are. A check for $100, and here are the keys to your new car. Oh, thank you, Mr. Burrell. Come in again, please.
There I go again. No sales resistance.
Yes, those were wonderful days. Well, now let us observe Milton Berle going in to see the same dealer about a new car today.
Excuse me, my name is Berle.
Shut up!
Yeah.
You see that table there, don't you? I want to see $300 under it before I even look at you.
Yes, sir. There it is. Now, I've been on the list since...
Shut up!
Yeah.
The price is $10,000.
$10,000?
Shut up!
Yeah.
That's the list price. There's got to be a little extra in it for me.
Wait a minute. I gave you $300 under the table.
That was for the table. It's yours. Take it home.
But I...
Shut up!
When can I have delivery?
How old are you?
35.
You'll never make it. Forget about it. I got a beautiful used car for you. Just $1,000 and it's yours.
That's swell. It's a deal. Here's the money. Where's the car?
There it is. A 1922 Essex.
Gee, my old big Grover Cleveland model. It's just what I've wanted. Thank you. Thank you.
Get up!
Yes, Mr. Gallup, those were the wonderful days when you took new cars for granted. When in your shiny new car with that one and only girl, you snuggled up to her and you sang,
give me the road, the white winding highway. Just let me see the unbeaten byway, and I'll travel along, singing a vagabond song.
Ah, Cynthia. Cynthia. Golden memories of Cynthia. I'll tell you when to laugh, lady, please. In my heart, there is always still that picture of you, Cynthia, speeding down the highway. The top of the car would be down, the throttle of the car would be open, and the owner of the car would be chasing you. On the open road, hitchhiking with Cynthia. Remember that day, Cynthia, when no one would stop for us. You lifted your skirt and you held your leg out on the highway. That stopped the cars for miles. They thought it was a fallen tree. Poor nearsighted Cynthia. Remember how you'd stick your head out of the car window to read the Burma ship signs? Then one day you stuck your head out too far. Boing, boing, boing! Getting smacked by those signs gave you a smart, stylish look. A sort of off-the-face face. But it was Cynthia's driving that made me love her. What a road hog you are, Cynthia. Used to keep an apple in your mouth. Used to keep an apple in your mouth. Throw that gag in a writer's mouth. But it was the little things. I don't think it'll fit. They got too many old ones in there now. But... but it was the little things I remember about you, Cynthia. Your tinkling little laugh whenever they'd catch you filing the engine numbers off of hot cars. Those tired little lines that would appear around your mouth after a hard night of siphoning gas out of parked cars. Yes, Cynthia, all of your life you were crazy about cars. I guess that's why you turned out to be such an old crank. But as for me, I'll travel alone, singing a vagabond song. Thank you. No, please. No, I'll have none of that. No applause, please. No applause. Now, you see what'll happen? You'll call NBC's attention to the fact that I'm on their network, you see? And it makes them see red. Network. I made it up. Joke. Oh, I'm cooked. If they ever find out, I'm cooked.
Burl.
You know, I'm cooked if... Oh, that's your line. I'm sorry.
Tonight, let us take our listeners behind the scenes of the great automobile industry.
No. Maybe I'll think about it, yes.
Well...
What have you got to say next?
If we do...
Yes?
If we do...
Suppose I say we don't want to. And what have you got to read next?
They're funny.
I'm in that mood tonight, Mr. Gallup.
They're funny.
No. There will be no fun in the studio. This is between you and me. Did you hear that applause just then? That was Ray Block trying to keep himself awake, I think. You say that you want to take the listeners behind the scenes of the great automobile industry?
No.
You're listening to Uncle Milty on When Radio Was. We'll be back with more after this.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to A Salute to Automobiles from Milton Berle on Win Radio Was.
Well, I've got an idea, Mr. Gallup. I've got an idea. You know who? You know, being that we're, our whole subject are automobiles, you know who I'm going to be tonight?
Who?
Walter P. Berle.
That great automotive,
yes, yes. He's the automotive industry man, the head of that great auto corporation.
And what are you doing?
I'm addressing my board of governors. Gentlemen, I am proud to announce that the new 1947 Berle 8 is on the market.
Hurrah, hurrah.
That's the spirit. Gentlemen, we have to do something about our salesmanship now. Every one of us has got to get out there and push the new Berle 8. That's the only way it'll go. And don't worry, gentlemen, we have a new gadget that will revolutionize the auto industry.
What's a new gadget, boss?
What's a new gadget, boy? Go find out for yourself. I'm busy. I have to put Johnny on the spot. That was my heart as a hobo. Arrangements by Flash Gordon. That was Ray Block with Phil Mars Orchestra. And Ray, your music and your orchestra as well. Your playing can be summed up in two words. More rehearsals. And now, as we continue our salute to the great automotive industry, we now present...
Automobile Forum tonight. Automobile Forum tonight. The question, do you close the new Studebaker with a door or a cork?
Nothing. Thank you, Mr. Gallup. And now, you're back on Prudential. And now, let us... Let us proceed with the questions about automobiles. Let's start with this gentleman opening the bottle of beer with his teeth. Yes, sir?
Mr. Berle, I'm tired of the same old wreck year in and year out.
The same old wreck?
On the street, people always point and say, look at that old heap.
Then why don't you get rid of the old heap?
I'd like to, but she won't give me a divorce.
Thank you, thank you. Let's move on. All right, this young man wearing the chintz knickers. Young man, what is your name?
My name is Lady Esther.
Lady Esther?
Yeah, but I'm not the real Lady Esther.
Oh, you're not?
No, the real one got a deeper voice.
Oh, that's true.
My father gave me the name Lady Esther because he said I belong in a jar.
I see.
Before I changed my name to Lady Esther, I had a boy's name.
A boy's name? What was it?
Lady Mendel.
All right, Lady Esther, you have something to say about the new automobiles?
Yeah, but I don't feel like talking right now.
Well, if you talk...
I'm a funny guy. If I don't feel like talking, I don't talk.
Yeah, but when...
Nobody can make me talk either. Did you hear about it?
I know that, but...
Stop nagging me. I'm telling you, my lips are sealed.
All right,
I'm a citizen. You can't make me talk if you burn my feet with candles.
Look, we're trying...
I'm a citizen. You can't make me talk even if you miss the district attorney.
Yeah, but we're trying to...
I'm a citizen. You can't make me talk if you beat me, torture me, throw me in solitary.
Please, you...
Go on, hit me. You're screaming for my blood, but I ain't talking.
Let us not create a disturbance. Young man, if you have a question, let's hear it.
Okay. Would you like to tweeze my eyebrows?
Oh, please. Let's get on to the ladies. All right, this lady in the aisle shaking paprika on the frog's legs. Young lady, what is your name, please?
Tallulah Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
I see. And you have a question?
Yeah, how can I stop my husband from tinkering with cars?
Your husband likes to tinker?
He's the biggest tinker in the neighborhood.
Really?
He likes to take cars apart. Once he took a car apart in 30 seconds.
30 seconds? He must have had help.
Yeah, from a telephone pole.
I see what you mean.
What a picture he makes every Saturday, rolling down the highway.
What's wrong with that?
I gotta sober him up and help him back in the car.
I understand.
Him and his fancy driving. You should see how he can stop on a dime. For doing that, they threw him in jail.
They threw him in jail for stopping on a dime?
Yeah, the dime was in a pedestrian's pocket.
Gee, that's terrible.
You should see them gadgets for the car. He even got a raccoon tail. It's amazing.
What's amazing about having a raccoon tail?
Growing out of him.
Oh. Oh, that's different.
Whenever I'm with him, he drives with one hand. It's insulting.
That's romantic. What's insulting about your husband driving with one hand?
What's insulting? The other hand he keeps on his wallet.
That did it. Thank you very much. And now, as the most appropriate closing to our automobile forum, let us all join together and sing.
There are cars that look so snappy. There are cars that never go.
There's a car to suit the speedy driver. There's one for the Sunday driving schmo.
There are cars of every make and color, jalopies and reconverted cans.
But the cars that fill our hands with money are the ones we sell to the smiling Irishmen. Schmen, 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 schmen.
I love those automobile songs.
Oh, you like those automobile songs. Mr. Gallup, yes. I know everything about automobiles. I really do.
Well, I'm sure that you've had some experience that you'd like to tell us about.
Yes, I would love to tell you about. Mr. Gallup, one summer I decided to take the family on a motoring trip up to Canada. So the night before, we were all packing, and I'll never forget. Darling, hurry up and finish packing. We got to get to bed early. We're getting up at 6.
Relax, Milton.
Yeah, take it easy, Pop. You'll last longer.
Oh, darling, this is awful. I was through packing 2 hours ago.
Stop packing. A toothbrush and a racing form.
Quiet. It's just a camping trip up north.
Yeah, but a racing form. What are you going to bet on, moose?
Quiet. Junior, we're going up to the Canadian woods. Wait a minute. What's the idea of packing your new sailor suit?
Well, I might run into one of the Dion sisters. They're just my age, you know.
Did you hear, Junior, darling? He has romance at his age. He got that from me.
I wish he'd give it back to you. You could use it.
Very funny. Come on, darling. Let's go to bed. I'll turn out the lights, dear.
All right, Milton. Good night, Junior.
Oh, no. That knock. That must be Sam Harrison and his wife, Martha. If that corny windbag gets his foot in the door...
Now, Milton, they're neighbors. Be nice.
I'll brush them off. Come in. Well, howdy-doody-doo-da-doo. Hello, Sam. Hello, Martha.
Well, saw your jalopy outside, all packed for a trip. So I said, there goes the Burls off on a nice long trip, and we haven't even said goodbye. Let's drop over. Isn't that what I said, Martha?
Yes.
Well, it's awfully nice of you, Sam. Yep, we're leaving for Canada in the morning.
Canada?
Yeah.
Well... The minute I saw those sleeping bags on the front bumper, I said, they're going to Canada. Didn't I, Martha?
Yes.
Look, folks, we're getting up at 6 in the morning, Sam, so we're all about to get ready.
Ah, there's nothing like an early start. Reminds me of the time Martha and I drove up to Albany for his sister's wedding.
Sam, it's late, please.
Ah, it's a very swell story, Milt. A little long, perhaps.
Yes.
Some other time, Sam. Thanks very much for dropping in.
Tell us, Sam, what happened on your trip to Albany?
Junior, how many times have I told you to keep quiet when adults are talking?
Well, Milt, we all went to bed early. And you know, we were in the sack 10 minutes when the telephone rings. It was the gas company. No, wait. Say, Martha.
Yes?
Was it the gas company?
Yes.
All right. It was the gas company. Now look, Sam.
Well, sir, 10 minutes later... Another phone call.
Yes, Sam, please, will you?
Ha 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 ha! So here I am, here I am. Parked outside a filling station, waiting for Martha to come out. Milton, you're not listening.
Milton, wake up.
Who deals? Who deals?
Milton.
Sam, look at the clock. It's 2 a.m.
Well, so long, Milton. Nice seeing you. Wasn't it, Martha?
Yes.
Goodbye, Sam. Goodbye, Martha. Oh, brother. Quick, darling, let's get to bed. No, no, please. Sam!
Canada, Canada! You know what just dawned on me? You're going to Canada! Martha and I took a trip to Canada 10 years ago. Didn't we, Martha?
Yes.
Sam, please, it's just a camping trip.
A camping trip, did you say?
Yes.
Well, look what happened to us. Martha was almost attacked by a bear. Weren't you, dear?
Yes.
What did she do? Talk her way out of it? Sam, please.
And that's not all.
Oh, no.
Martha accidentally put some poison ivy in a mixed green salad. Mm. Why, you should have seen my mouth. For 3 whole days, I couldn't talk. Isn't that right, Martha?
Yeah.
Sam, please.
Milton, look, why don't you go to Atlantic City?
Sam.
Oh, Atlantic City. That's where little Martha and I spent our honeymoon. Isn't it, dear?
Yes.
Oh, that Atlantic City. That saltwater tabby for breakfast.
Sam.
Look, we'd better run along.
Sam.
Here you go, Martha.
Yes.
Sam.
Well, see you in Atlantic City. Atlantic City? At this time of the year?
Go home.
Why, the place for you is Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Go home.
Oh, every day, swimming in that sulfur.
Go home.
Makes you a new man.
Go to Canada.
Lazy afternoons in the steam room.
Go to Hot Springs.
Of course, if you don't like southern cooking, there's always Niagara Falls.
Go to...
Watch that driving. Wake up.
All right, go ahead.
That morning air. Are you sure this is the way to Niagara Falls, Sam?
Well, this is the way we always go. Hey, Martha?
Yes.
Florida is nice now, too.
Sam.
That rolling surf.
Go home.
Saving time ends in certain areas on September 28th. This may change the time at which the Milton Berle Show is heard in your community. Please check your local newspaper for the time at which this program will be heard next Tuesday and each Tuesday thereafter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gallup. And while you're mentioning things, would you mention that starting tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm appearing in person at the Roxy Theater here in New York?
No.
But you won't even mention that I'm funnier than ever and that I have some new jokes?
No.
Fine cooperation. As far as you're concerned, I could drop dead.
Yes.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
The Milton Berle Show and a salute to automobiles from September 23rd, 1947. Less than a year later, he would move to television and was soon the most dominant show on early TV. And by the way, while many remember Elvis Presley's Ed Sullivan appearance, he actually made his national TV debut on, yes, The Milton Berle Show in April of 1956. Well, up next we have another program which made a successful shift to that medium. Never quite as popular as Berle, Burns and Allen, though, did just fine. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, it's an episode from the Gracie for President era, which begins right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has the right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. During the 1940 U.S. presidential race, Gracie Allen tossed her hat into the ring. It was a fake run, but one which achieved its real goal, which was to boost the ratings of the Burns and Allen Show. I believe this one aired shortly after the Wisconsin primary. Let's head back now to April 10th of 1940.
Hello, my friends, the Heinz Honey and Almond Cream Program.
Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. She's the best little skipper in the land. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Won't you please give this little girl a hand?
Starring George Burns and Heinz Honey, Gracie Allen, with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
A 100 million strong, that's like a band for long.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Hello. Oh, George, what will it be tonight? Shall we talk about you, or shall we talk about something interesting, or shall we talk about...
Gracie, let's talk about me.
All right. Tell me about you. What do you think of the way I upset them at the Wisconsin primaries last week?
You upset the Wisconsin primaries?
Yes.
What about Dewey?
Dewey? Who's Dewey?
He's a Republican.
Oh, he's the one.
Yes, he's the one. He's the one who's running against you for president.
Oh, the poor fellow. What's he going to do for a living?
Oh, he'll do all right. It happens that he carried Wisconsin.
Well, he won't carry it far. If you saw the front page of the Milwaukee Sentinel, you know it was a landslide for me.
A landslide for you?
I got 63 votes.
63 votes out of millions of voters in Wisconsin?
Oh, well, that was only in one copy of the paper. And that paper has a circulation of 187,000. 187,063.
All right, Gracie. That's bingo and never mind.
Just imagine me getting 63 votes in Wisconsin last Tuesday and I wasn't even there.
I see.
The whole thing's silly.
Yeah.
I was at the Pantages Theater seeing Too Many Husbands.
All right. So it was silly.
Oh, it certainly is silly. There's no such a thing as too many husbands, if you know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean, yes.
Now, if the Republicans and Democrats are going to keep nominating me at their primaries, there'll be nothing left for my party to do. And you know I'm a one-party girl.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, there's my party now.
Gracie, I brought you a little remembrance.
Oh, Ray Noble, why, there Easter lilies.
Yes, I want you to remember Easter.
Oh, thanks. Spring, spring, I love spring. You know what Tennyson said?
No, what did he say?
Well, I don't know, I wasn't listening, but I just love spring.
Look, what's going on here?
Spring.
Spring.
George, old boy, would you mind taking Truman and Frank out into the hall? I'd like to talk to Gracie, and it's very confidential.
It is. There are millions of people listening in.
Well, would you mind taking them out with you?
Yeah, well, come on, folks.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Pinky.
Well, hello, Frank.
Well, well, what does the man in the street think about tonight?
I'm not the man in the street.
Well, you will be, brother, when Gracie's elected.
First of all, Gracie is not going to be elected, and when she is, I'll be able to take care of myself.
That's right. George can always follow in his father's footsteps.
Mm.
Yeah. What was his father?
A ski jumper.
He was not. He was a baseball player.
And you were his first era.
Oh, quiet. Don't worry about me. I don't need a job. I've saved my money.
Oh, you said it.
All right. Never mind. I'm not so cheap.
You
said so. Oh, stop. Well, didn't you all just have lunch at my house this afternoon?
Well, we haven't eaten out of paper plates since we ate over at Jack Benny's.
What's wrong with serving lunch on paper plates?
Well, at least you could have served it on today's paper.
Today's paper?
Yeah.
It wasn't a formal lunch, you know.
Oh.
Don't you worry about George getting a job. He had the sponsor for dinner last week.
You said it. I had him eating right out of my hand.
Oh, no plates at all, huh?
Gracie, I happen to have a set of plates, and they're beautiful.
Oh, especially when you smile. Smile for the lady. Go ahead.
Quiet. I may have my faults, but on me, they look good.
Especially the eye teeth.
Yeah, the buck tooth, yeah.
I said, George, you know that saying that a wise man changes his mind, but a fool never?
Yeah, I know that saying, Ray.
Well, would you change your mind and take Truman and Frank out into the hall so I can be alone with Gracie?
Oh, yeah, will you, George?
Look, what's going on in here tonight?
Well, you see, it's spring, and I want to ask Gracie to help me with my income tax.
Ray, anything you want to ask Gracie, you ask me.
Well, will you kiss me, George?
Will you go away? Go away! Silliest fellow I ever met in my life.
Hello? Hi, I'm Sonny Gracie Allen speaking. What? You called up to say you're going to vote for me? Oh, thank you. Well, I certainly appreciate it. Well, sure, I'll be glad to send you a picture. Where shall I send it? Oh, just bring it home with me? Oh, hello, Mother.
Oh, it's your mother. Fine.
What? The census taker was there? Well, did you tell him I wanted to ask him some questions? Oh, he's on his way down, huh? You called him what? A loafer, a tramp, a hobo, a bum, a good-for-nothing, and a heel, and he liked it? Oh, he gets 4 cents a name.
If your daddy was there, he could probably retire.
What, Mother? Laura? She's sick? Oh, isn't that too bad, George? My kangaroo is sick.
Oh, yes, Laura, the party emblem.
Oh, you don't say, Mother. She has a fever of 115? But what are you going to do about it? Oh, I see. You're putting some potatoes and a leg of lamb in bed with her. Oh, yeah. Well, let me know when they're done.
Yeah. Ought to be delicious.
Well, I'll be home right after the broadcast. But don't let that lamb burn. Keep turning Laura over. Yeah, goodbye.
Gracie, your family was nutty enough before you got that kangaroo.
Well, it's really serious, George. Mother said they had 8 doctors there today, and they all said the same thing.
What did they say?
$2 in advance.
Yeah,
Yes, that stuff is contagious.
Oh, well, fever is nothing, Gracie. Why, once I had a fever of 120.
Fever of 120? How did you live?
I got an annuity.
Gracie, how did Laurie, a kangaroo, get sick?
Well, she caught a cold. She slept all night with her pouch open.
She did, huh? Well, that's all I want.
You're listening to George and Gracie on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. SIPC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to the 1940 election season. This is Burns and Allen on When Radio Was.
Oh, dear, where's Bubbles? There's so much campaign mail to answer. I've been getting letters from colleges, mayors, governors, politicians, executives, farmers, doctors.
How about pajamas?
Third floor, please. Lawyers.
Oh, quiet.
And not only do I get letters, today I got an oil painting. It was a picture of Sally Rand.
Must be valuable.
Valuable. It was a whistler.
A whistler?
Yeah, every time my daddy looks at it, he goes...
And you whistle with your mouth closed like that. Well, we've covered everything except Sally Rand.
Come in. I say, come along in.
Come in. Wait. There's nobody knocking.
Oh, yes, there is. I'll answer it. Hello? Who? Oh, just a minute. I'll tell him. George, somebody wants you, Frank, and Truman out in the hall.
Who wants us out in the hall?
I do. I'd like to talk to Gracie.
Ray, after the broadcast, you'll have all the time in the world.
My Bubbles, you've got on a new dress.
Yes, it came from Saks.
Fifth Avenue Saks?
No, Potato Saks.
Certainly looks sexy, Bubbles.
Yeah, I know. Say, Gracie, what are we going to do with all these letters from important people?
We'll just write and invite them to my surprise party convention in Omaha in May and tell them they can all be my guests.
Well, that's nice.
At popular prices.
Well, and they'll surely come.
And sign it, oh,
What's that name again? Oh, yes, Gracie Allen.
Oh, yes, that's my name.
Hey, you, stop thief. Leave those cars alone. Those cars belong to George, Frank, and Truman.
What's going on there, Ray?
Oh, nothing. Somebody's trying to steal your cars.
We haven't got any cars.
Really? Well, you three fellows can borrow mine if you want to go someplace.
So you can be alone with Gracie.
George, you're psychic.
Cheerio.
Oh, cheerio.
Cheerio.
Come back here, Gracie.
Oh. Well, I'll see you later, Ray. And give me back my chewing gum.
What?
And, Gracie, here are some more letters. The Silver Lake Young Democrats, the New York State Young Republican Club.
Did we get a letter from Clark Abel?
Clark Abel? What's he got to do with your running?
Well, who do you think I'm running after?
He happens to have a wife.
Oh, she can be repealed.
You know, Gracie, I do wish you'd get elected. Then I'd have nothing to do.
Nothing to do? Well, then you'd really have your hands full.
Full of what?
Shoelaces, newspapers, pencils, whatever you're selling, brother.
Yeah.
Say, George, I just made a bet for us. I bet Ray Noble $6 against $6 bottles of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream that he can't get Frank, you, and me out in the hall.
Well, that's one bet he'll lose.
Ray, you lost.
All right, well, I'm not a welcher. I'll pay off. My secretary will give you the money. She's in my office.
Where's your office?
Out in the hall.
Well, you get out of here. Come in.
Good evening. I'm the census taker.
Oh, yes. My mother phoned me about you. Come in and pull up a chair.
I can only sit down a second.
Oh, well, then pull up a splinter.
My name is George Burns.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Burns? This is indeed a pleasure. Tell me, do you smoke?
Why, yes.
Soothing, isn't it?
Huh? Mister, you say you're a census enumerator? Have you got a card to identify yourself?
Well, he doesn't need one. He knows who he is.
Gracie, why did your mother send him over here?
Well, I'm being elected president, and it's very important that I find out how many people over 21 are old enough to vote.
Well, I wouldn't be without a piece of information like that.
You know, Miss Allen, all the information I get is confidential. In fact, it's so confidential that half of it goes in one ear and comes out the other.
Well, isn't that kind of drafty?
Yes, he'll probably catch cold sleeping with an open mind.
Now, look, what I'm asking for isn't very confidential. All I want to know is what goes on with our neighbors after they pull down the shade.
That's all you want to know?
That's all.
You see, these census takers have pledged to secrecy. They can't tell anybody anything.
That's right. So whatever I tell you is in strictest confidence.
What?
Of course, I'm not the one to talk, but the last 3 days, I gathered enough dirt to raise my own vegetables.
Oh! Isn't that exciting? Now, look, Mrs. Jones across the street, is she a Republican, or is that her natural hair?
Oh, you don't need to worry about her. She was 38 last October, and she looks it.
38? That's her waistline. Her hips are 10 years older.
Well, her husband certainly ought to know how old she is.
Oh, her husband tells you.
No, I found out from the maid.
Oh, the husband told her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Mister, I thought all your information was confidential.
It is, so don't breathe it to a soul.
Look, you're here to take Gracie's census and not to gossip about her neighbors.
Oh, yes, I'd better get to work. Now, Miss Allen, what is your name?
Gracie.
What's your surname?
Sir Gracie.
I mean your full name.
Oh, Gracie M.M.M. Allen.
Well, what does the M.M.M. stand for?
M.M.M.M. I was named after my aunt and she stutters.
Oh, yeah, that's the one who looks like last year's calendar.
Yes,
the pretty one. The one without the face, yes.
Do you live in Hollywood?
She goes out with George Burns. Do you call that living?
Oh, quiet, quiet. Toto.
I live next door to Nelson Eddy.
Oh, yes, I just took his census.
Oh, tell me, are they really happy? Or is that the vacuum cleaner I hear humming all day?
Well, did you know that Nelson Eddy sings in the bathtub?
How did that leak out?
No plug in the tub.
Say, tell me something. Does Nelson Eddy have a shower besides a tub?
Yes.
Does he have a rubber curtain?
Yes.
Does he have hot and cold water?
Mm-hmm.
See, George, what's he got that I haven't got?
Shortening bread.
Miss Allen, are your parents natural-born Americans?
Well, my mother was natural-born. The stork brought her, but my father had a hitchhike.
Regarding income, what do you get a week?
Well, it all depends. Now, 1 week I get a cold, 1 week a headache.
No, I mean, what do you earn?
Oh, Georgia salary.
Watch out. What are you laughing at?
I don't get it.
You said it.
The first half of a Gracie for President episode of Burns and Allen, and originally played back on the evening of April 10th, 1940. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Near the beginning of that episode, Gracie mentioned that she had been to the movies. She had caught the motion picture Too Many Husbands. Well, that comedy film was based on a stage play by Somerset Maugham and starred Jean Arthur, Fred McMurray, and Melvin Douglas. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier Milton Berle offered up a salute to automobiles. And as it was an episode from 1947, let's talk briefly about one of the more in-demand cars that year, the Buick Roadmaster convertible sedan. My question is this: how much do you think that automobile sold for? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
William Conrad stars as the U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers. He's the first man they look for and the last man they want to meet.
It wears a man down, living from day to day, waiting for a bullet in the back, and not knowing who to expect it from or when.
When folks come to Dodge, trouble often rides in with them. Young men making rash decisions, old men with old scores to settle, and hired guns with a very specific job to do.
You're marshal now, huh?
And you've sold your gun to Quarter here. Is that right?
That's right.
So you're here to kill me?
Yeah. I'm here to kill you.
Step inside the Long Branch Saloon for 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes from 1954. Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77.
All right, get your hands in the air, Tolliver. All of you.
Yeah, come on.
I can't see.
Order Gunsmoke, Killers and Spoilers today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SMOKE77. When this offer is over, it won't be back. Don't let this collection ride off into the sunset without you.
It's the end of a lot of things, sister. A lot of things.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back then range from $2,600 to $3,000. In today's dollars, it would set you back about $32,000. So a pretty good deal. I'm Greg Bell, and remember to visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.